But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Republicans yesterday received a tongue lashing from the prosecutor in Travis County, Texas, leading an investigation into the campaign expenditures of Republican House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Prosecutor is Ronnie Earle. He has reason to believe that DeLay is guilty of a series of improprieties associated with campaign spending. District Attorney yesterday sharply criticized Republican lawmakers of protecting DeLay. Lately, the Republican leader could virtually walk on water after House Republicans repealed a rule that automatically required party leaders or committee chairs to step down if they were indicted on a felony charge. DeLay has been bolstered by the recent Republican gains in Congress and redistricting in his home state. Earle wrote in an opinion piece in yesterday's New York Times that politicians in Congress are responsible for the leaders they choose. He added that their choices reflect their moral values. President Bush has ordered new measures to bolster the Central Intelligence Agency in fighting weapons of mass destruction and other threats. New measures are coming as part of a response to the 9/11 Commission's report presented last summer. Bush is calling on Attorney General John Ashcroft to press ahead with a specialized and integrated national security workforce within the FBI. The group includes agents, analysts, linguists, and surveillance experts who seek to cultivate an institutional culture imbued with a deep expertise in intelligence and national security. Bush also ordered Ashcroft to improve intelligence sharing throughout the government. The 9/11 Commission urged that the CIA, among other things, beef up its analytic capabilities. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is gearing up his re-election campaign with a pledge to tackle crime and terrorism. Sounds familiar? Blair said that's at the heart of his effort to win another term. Blair also criticized those who referred to him as scaremongering, like those leveled at his ally, U.S. President George W. Bush. The Prime Minister said threats against the government of Great Britain are real. Blair said there are still too many victims of crime and that he's determined to ensure we have respect and responsibility back on the streets and communities of Great Britain. And some 5,000 U.S. Marines, British troops, and Iraqi forces launched a new offensive yesterday aimed at clearing a swath of insurgent hotbeds across a cluster of dusty small towns south of Baghdad. A series of raids and house searches was the third large-scale military operation this month alone aimed at suppressing Iraq's Sunni Muslim insurgency ahead of crucial elections set for January 30th. The assault aims to stem an increase of violence in an area that has been notorious for months as a danger zone. Car bombings, rocket attacks, and ambushes have surged in recent weeks, likely in part due to guerrillas who slipped out of the militant stronghold of Fallujah, according to commanders. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
1 pound, you got it.
Los poblanos, están ahí.
How can I help you, man?
Thank you.
This is the sound of a small business hard at work in New York City. A business that is powered by Business Smart from HSBC Bank.
$9 a pound.
Business Smart from HSBC is a different kind of business banking. It's an energy source for small business. A source of ideas.
What time do you
get? A source of smarts. With Business Smart, you get free business checking with 300 monthly transactions.
Thank you.
No minimum balance requirement, free online bill pay, a dedicated 24/7 service line, and more.
Baker's dozen, everything on.
What is Business Smart from HSBC? A source of power for your small business. Stop in any HSBC branch or call 877-HSBC-BIZ.
Thank you.
HSBC, the world's local bank. HSBC Bank USA, National Association member FDIC.
Thank you. Please come again.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price.
lesson.
I know. It's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I don't care how many soldiers sucking cigarettes with their dirt-stained faces they have on the cover of magazines and newspapers around the country. Show me the picture of the Iraqi mom and dad burying yet another child. Screw these pictures that are supposed to make me go, my heart is pumping red, white, and blue blood right now. Aren't we patriotic? There's a soldier. Go kill for me there, bro.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Yes, good morning, geniuses, philosopher, kings and queens, people about to eat turkey. Good morning to you. Are you getting everything set? Are you baking your pies? Are you buying your cranberries? Are you sitting there confounded over recipes and wondering whether or not they're going to work? Are you? Or are you just sitting there sadly going, how come I don't have anywhere to go? Remember, it's Thanksgiving. You know, don't be afraid to impose on a friend that might be having people over. I used to do that all the time when I lived in San Francisco, Mark Riley.
You did?
Yeah, I was in San Francisco for a couple of Thanksgivings. I'd invite the stragglers over. Because in any city where there's comedy, there are comics that aren't going home or there are comics that got nowhere to go. And I used to have a little Thanksgiving dinner, invite people over. It's the time you do that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I have a friend who actually lives fairly close to our studios, mm-hmm. Who would give like a Thanksgiving Day dinner for all her wayward friends.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice thing to do. And I'm not going to my mother's, as I said. I'm not going to go cook for 20 people. I'm going to leave that on her. I can't even imagine it.
You're a rough guy, man.
Oh, dude, you know, I got the call yesterday. She's like, okay, so the stuff, the gravy, I can just get a packet. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Do the packet. And then she's like, you know what's the worst thing about it? We've been calling everywhere to get somebody to come clean. Yeah, it's amazing, but you know they have a couple women come in to clean during the meal, you know, to wash the dishes. And there's gonna be like 20 people over there. And my mother's like, I don't know what we're gonna do. I'm like, you got 20 people over there.
Form a chain.
Exactly. Let go of the sort of, you know, bougie middle class Jewy thing and clean your own damn dishes. All right, Ma. Yeah, I think that you can put a few people together, get a little line going, and clean your own damn dishes.
Hey, I've been a couple of times in my life, I have had Thanksgiving dinner of Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Yeah.
And you haven't lived until you've had Chef Boyardee for Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm trying to remember if I've had a couple of sad Thanksgivings. I know I had one really sad one. When I first got to Los Angeles, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, me neither. I was living in Brooklyn during my saddest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I had a sad Christmas once when I was in college, you know, when everyone else was gone, and I sat there and I drank a half gallon of wine, and I watched Out of the Past with Robert Mitchum, and I wrote a poem that I published in the Literary Journal. That's a little bit of my past.
Hey, I went through the same holiday season that I had the bad Thanksgiving and the bad Christmas. I was so broke that holiday, I actually had to jump the train on Christmas Day to get any place.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that was when the fare was only like 35 cents.
I'm glad I'm not traveling today. My wife came in last night. We're going to her friend's house. I don't know her family, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'm obsessed with making this Indian pudding thing. I don't know why.
You know, we didn't really talk about that much yesterday. What is this Indian pudding thing?
I've had it like once or twice. You should be able to get it at diners. It's like a mush. It's almost like a porridge.
Does it like have maize in it?
No.
Lots of corn?
It does, yeah. It's cornmeal, molasses, ginger, and milk, basically, and cinnamon. And there's a couple variations on the recipe, and usually you scald the milk, and then you cook in the cornmeal and add the other stuff, and then you bake it for a couple hours, so it becomes sort of like a dense kind of bready thing almost, and then you serve it with ice cream.
And you can slice it? Slice sections of it?
It depends on what recipe you use. Some of them are more goopy than others, so you don't need to slice it. It's just you serve it warm with a scoop of ice cream in it, and it's pretty good. I've just got it in my head that's what I'm going to make. I don't feel like doing a pie because I don't have the equipment here.
I created trouble yesterday because I was talking about, you know, how much I love dry white turkey.
And somebody heard.
Somebody heard.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, what am I going to do here?
So dig this.
Yes.
That's the same woman that you're talking about who you're going over to Thanksgiving who made me the biscuits and gravy. Again, the best biscuits and gravy I ever had.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Sunday when we get back because I'm insane enough to drive on this day. And I'm driving down to D.C. to my sister-in-law's, and we're having Thanksgiving dinner down
there.
You're
going down 95, or you got a secret way?
No, 95. But I'm leaving early.
Okay,
yeah. I'm leaving early.
That's the thing to do. That's the best time to drive on Thanksgiving.
As a matter of fact, when the food guy gets here, I'll be gone.
Yeah. Come on, you're going to hang out, man.
I know.
That's going to be interesting. I looked at his book. His name's Alan Richman, and he's the guy who used to write sports. So, I mean, you should at least be able to bond with him there. You can bond with him on sports. I'll bond with him on food. We'll talk about
it. Okay.
But it's kind of cool. The dude is just like he was a sports writer, and then he started doing these other little things. He's, they had him do a wine A wine column, and then they expanded to food. Now he gets to go all over the world and eat for nothing. And he goes, and apparently he's got some stories. I love food. I think that eating's one of the few, one of the great joys of life myself.
I enjoy it. It's just that I'm a very, very picky eater. When I was a kid, I used to get beat all the time for not eating what was on my plate. Because back then, you didn't waste food.
But don't you like it? I mean, you got things you like and you eat them.
It's just like the same things.
Yeah, and that's all right. That's all right.
You know, white meat chicken, white meat turkey. And shellfish.
I eat a lot of the same things. We can talk about this. We'll talk about the issues in a minute, but we're talking.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll get around to the issues.
We got 4 years to talk about issues that are going to be driving us crazy, but this is the day before Thanksgiving. I'm hung up on greens right now, so I'm cooking a lot of kale and a lot of collards and fish. I eat a lot of fish. It's bluefish season, and bluefish, the pigeon of fish. People don't like bluefish, and it's weird. I love bluefish.
Bluefish is not bad.
This is the time of year, dude. You can get it for like $1.50 a pound.
But you know what? I'm never going to eat it again now that you call it the pigeon of fish.
Well, that's the thing. I go to the fish store.
So I'm looking out the door here, and I'm watching a bird bluefish!
I can never understand. I go to the fish store across the street, and bluefish is literally like $1.90 a pound.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
It is nothing, but it's great fish. If you like the oily part.
Oily fish. And it's great. Not only is it cheap, which isn't that big a deal to me, but it's really fresh. And the reason is, at this time of year, there are just thousands of bluefish. Thousands of them.
Catch me. Please catch me.
Oh, yeah. They're just dying to be caught. That's going to offend our PETA friends.
Don't hurt the fish.
So my wife gets in at 10 o'clock, so I had to wake up to go down and let her in because I don't know why she shouldn't have.
Meet and greet at the airport, huh, Maren?
Dude, I got to do the show here.
I know.
Here's the sad thing: like I haven't seen her in a couple weeks, right? So I got to go down 2 flights in my bathrobe and let her in. And I just woke up, and she had that look on her face, like, "Wow, you're not what I expected."
Who are you? I married you.
I'm like, what's the matter? You know when you wake up and you're all 10-year-oldy and stuff? You know, you're like, I'm awake, you know, and I was like that. My hair was sort of messed up, and I'm like, now I'm too thin for her because I went running for the last 2 weeks. She's like, you look thin. I'm like, I know what that means.
Uh-oh.
Old guy. That's what that means. My young wife is saying, hey, old guy, what's going on? How's that old guy thing going? I swear to God, Riley, I am so happy to have her in my life, and I know, and I've said this before, that if, that if she ever just decides, because I know I'm going to be old guy eventually, that if she ever decides to leave me, all I'm going to have to say, all I'm going to be able to say is, you know, well, thanks for helping out. You know, I really appreciate all the
thanks
work
for
you
listening.
Did.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Have a good life.
You've really helped me. The other, oh, she's hilarious. She just reread 1984, and she brought, she was finishing 1984, and next is Pimp by Iceberg Slim. Because I had that book out in my office. You must have seen it. It's a great book.
Well, you know, Iceberg Slim captured a moment in time. Okay, now
he also taught a whole generation how to be a pimp.
Well, yeah, and there are still people that kind of live that lifestyle. Just none of them here in New York,
right?
Because you know, New York has been purged
of
pimps by
South,
Rudy Giuliani.
In Texas and in Georgia, in a lot
Texas,
of southern places,
Memphis, where you can, Valdosta,
where you whatever. Can still drive a big car and wear a hat like that.
Yeah, yeah, and still run that line that you know. These women have to be dependent on you. It's the most incredible thing, you know, that mentality, that philosophy. It's incredible. I could never pull it off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that kind of person.
Well, there are guys that, I know comics. Like my buddy Keith Robinson, who used to do Jeff Crowd, he'll get a pimp face going on you. It's a way of, it's a disposition.
Yeah.
It's an act in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
That a lot of guys play.
Look, I knew a guy who was a pimp.
Yeah.
This is many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
And this is a true story.
Back in the day.
They raided his hotel room because he was also a dealer.
Yeah.
And the woman grabbed the stuff and took the fall.
Really?
Went to jail. Oh. Yeah, she was in the room with him, and she just grabbed all of it, put it in her hand. He walked away. She went to jail. I'm saying, what are you, out of your mind?
Some guys can put the fix on girls, on women's heads. I mean, look at Squeaky Fromm. She's still in jail saying, Charlie's going to be the king soon, you know. You know, maybe we should talk about, we've got some election updates, or, you know, we talked to Gerald Nadler, Congressman Nadler, about a week ago about the action being taken in Congress to
good news on that
investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good news, and there's some, you know, just, you know, news. But we're going to talk about that and much more when we come back. It's 15 past the hour on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition.
It's more than just a commute companion.
Listen online at morningsedition.com when you get to work, courtesy of
Air America Radio.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Albertsons, CVS, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boy.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with a TLC Laser laser eye center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
It's going to be okay to eat tomorrow, right, Riley?
I don't know. I'm busy listening to the Iceberg Slim music that's in the background. You know who this is, don't you?
Who is it?
This is 50 Cent.
Ah.
And this is a song about what Iceberg Slim wrote about.
Oh, really?
P-I-M-P.
All right. 21 past the hour, you're listening to Morning Sedition. It might be a surprise to you, because it's all different now. We've changed our entire
format. We've changed everything. We've become a frat house morning show.
It's just going to be urban music and sex talk.
There we go.
All right, now here we go. You know, some of you may recall, we had Gerald Nadler on about a week and a half ago to talk about what Congress was doing in relation to trying to fix the election system, trying to deal with some of these electronic voting machines. Ralph Nader, as many of you who listen to the network know, was, you know, pushing for a recount in New Hampshire, which is going along.
Yeah.
The New Hampshire recount, vote recount requested by independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader is still in progress, but preliminary results show no significant changes in the numbers. Apparently, the voting machines, the ones that do have a paper trail, are not showing to have a lot of problems up there right now. And that is the, what's the name of that? It's not the Diebold one. Why am I not seeing it? Optical scan machines.
Yeah.
So that voting recount in New Hampshire is not showing to be, incredibly off. Now, Gerald Nadler, who we heard from, let's play that clip there, Chris, that we heard from last week or a week and a half ago.
What we're suggesting in the letter is that there is evidence of problems with the electronic and optical scan technology, which suggests that there may have been wider problems that ought to be looked into to make sure that we understand this technology and that it works properly and it doesn't give us false results. We have no indication at this point of wide enough problems to call into question the election. if that is found late, that's a different question.
So they are doing something, right? The GAO is taking this up.
The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, is going to investigate those allegations of irregularities. And, you know, Mark, this has taken on a great deal more significance due to some international developments, which we'll probably get into later in terms of the United States' response to the elections in the Ukraine.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's – and also in Ohio.
In Ohio, a judge has said that they can wait for a recount.
He's allowed the recount that was at the behest of the Green Party candidate and of the Libertarian candidate. The Green Party candidate David Cobb and the Libertarian Michael Badnarik have asked for the recount. The judge denied them the recount before the electoral process occurs.
Right, before the results are actually certified. They had asked the court to demand or order Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell to begin the recount immediately.
Yeah, and that might dash the hopes of some people to get a full recount before that electoral process occurs, before the vote is, what do you call it?
Certified.
Certified, yeah. That's right. For those of you who believe that the count was as off as to, make Kerry president, I don't know what kind of success we're going to have there. You can check in at blackboxvoting.org for the progress on that. But what you were saying, Mike Riley, is very interesting to me because in the Ukraine, you have a candidate that won the vote.
Supposedly, by virtually the same margin, about just under 3 percentage points.
And these exit polls, said differently. They lean toward the other guy.
The other guy who was backed by the United States. Yushchenko, I believe.
Guy that the West, he was willing to do business with the West. And the guy who won the popular vote, according to the paperwork, was Putin's guy.
Yeah.
So, so then the guy who won with the exit polls actually declared himself president illegally. The people came out in protest, thousands of people.
Yes.
And now they're demanding, the United States is pushing for a recount in the Ukraine, but will not push for a recount here in exactly the same situation.
Well, it's fascinating. This is the same administration that won an election in 2000 that a lot of people felt was at least partly fraudulent or at least flawed. And now they're going over to the former Soviet Union's sphere of influence to say that an election over there has fraud.
Well, they're going to teach them how to do it American style, which is, sort of like, deter democracy at any cost. Steal it fair and square.
Yeah.
There's no question, Mark Riley, that the election was stolen in 2000. I believe that.
Oh, look, it was shanghaied. Well, actually, I don't want to insult the Chinese. It was waylaid.
Yeah. But now it's just so ironic. In the Ukraine, that there's going to be a fight here that for the West to get their guy in, and it's just a very similar fight that's being fought in smaller quarters here for similar reasons.
Well, you know what? I bet you Wally O'Dell is on his way over to Kiev as we speak with an airplane full of Diebold voting machines for the next election in the Ukraine.
Well, I was happy to see, somebody referred me a blogger, not a blogger because I haven't been on the blog in a while, but you can go at morningsedition.com, but an email, which I do peruse occasionally, compulsively, I mean. I'm addicted to email. It is an addiction, Riley. I'm telling you, man.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, man. I just go rifling through them to see what people are saying and then just wait for the one or two bad ones to pop me in the head and go, oh.
And then you're ready to fight.
And then I go, no, yeah, and then I'm ready to fight. And then I look through a few good ones, dozens of good ones. Ah. And then the bad one, ooh. It's like a speedball situation.
There you go.
But some guy told me to go to JohnKerry.com, and John Kerry has released a videotape. It's, very low production value. It's weird. This guy was campaigning for president. Now he's putting a videotape on his website that has the same production values as it's almost like, he almost looked like he set up the camera by himself and went in front of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's basically calling for, he's going to apparently get behind some legislation to talk about federalizing the election, to
create some federal oversight. And you know what the first order of business ought to be?
What?
As far as I'm concerned, I don't know about you, but as far as I'm concerned, Diebold has lost its credibility and validity in terms of being able to supply any county in this country with voting machines.
Well, that's absolutely true. And if these paper trail ones, the OptiScan, if they do indeed have a paper trail that is, effective and real, if it would help the obviously some of the old style election situations were not good either.
No.
It's going to be very hard to get this consolidated.
It's
going to
be hard
effective.
To get it consolidated, but first of all, they ought to start with the notion that any machine that does not leave some sort of trail that allows for a recount cannot be used.
Well, it's interesting that people say we're going to take our democracy back. From all indications, I don't think this democracy has ever been had. I imagine that, you know, if they're taking it back from the paper it was written on, that's what people mean, because I don't know that they've ever been fair or properly counted or even, you know, effective in the sense of actually allowing everyone to vote.
Well, you know, that is a very real concern, and it has been for a long time. You know, that whole vote early, vote often thing out in Chicago wasn't a joke.
We'll hear more from Carrie after this about some health care stuff, and we're going to talk more broadly about health care in a second.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, and guess who's coming in here shortly?
Oh, yeah, someone.
Oh, you know who's just came out of here?
Who?
This guy, he said, well, never mind. We'll talk about it on the break here on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now
because I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside, and
Sammy.
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
Dame Edna, Back with a Vengeance, opened on Broadway Sunday night, and the critics flipped their wigs. The New York Times calls it genius, tirelessly funny. Hasten to the temple known as the Music Box Theater and sit at the feet of a star. USA Today hails it as a tour de force. There's nothing like Dame Edna. The Daily News cheers Dame Edna never wears out her welcome. Long may she wave. Very rude, very special, very funny, says the New York Post. Hilarious. It sends theatergoers out on the happiest of high notes, raves the Associated Press. A miraculous multitude of laughs, chortles the Star Ledger. How often do you laugh yourself silly in a theater, giggles the Bergen Record. And Liz Smith declares Dame Edna has to be seen to be believed. Don't miss it. Dame Edna, Back with a Vengeance, a strictly limited engagement now at Broadway's Music Box Theater. Call 212-239-6200 or visit telecharge.com for tickets today. That's 212-239-6200 or visit telecharge.com to get your tickets.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm, the Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm, Tiger Balm, and put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Majority Report.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she's completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley. You're listening to... How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing.
All right, you listen to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. Now, I don't know who that guy was.
Oh, I do.
Who?
His name is Traquan. He whispered in my ear when he came in here. He said, Condi says Colts and Bears.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know Condoleezza Rice, big football fan.
That's what I hear. She wants to be the football commissioner.
Well, tomorrow, two games.
Yeah.
She said, go with the Colts and the Bears.
Wow. That's weird.
Hey.
She's tipping you off. You're taking tips from Condoleezza Rice.
I'm taking tips from Condoleezza Rice.
She's never told the truth about anything before. Why would she tip you off to the right games?
Well, Traquan I know for a while.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't know how he hooked up with Ramon, but here's George Bush's Palm Pilot for today. Here is the schedule. 6 a.m., wake up in Crawford. Initiate phase two of Operation Dad Kill. Note, don't be discouraged by Tuesday's premature plane crash. The old man can run, but he can't hide. 6:30 a.m., breakfast with Dad. Have cook feed him scrambled eggs with mercury-tainted fish. Thank you, EPA. 7:30 a.m., if tainted fish fails, send him outside to cut wood with special CIA chainsaw. 9 a.m., if chainsaw fails, invite Wisconsin hunters to ranch to do a little shooting with Dad. 11 a.m., if Wisconsin hunters fail, drive to airport to watch Dad skydive, personally pack his chute loosely. 1 p.m., if Dad doesn't plummet to his death, see the Thanksgiving turkey is stuffed with mad cow croutons. Thank you, FDA. 3 p.m., try to induce heart attack by showing Dad the website, BarbaraBushBondToGeorgie.com. What is that? Let me write it. 7 p.m., if all else fails, declare him mentally incompetent and have him executed. Sometimes the old ways are the best.
Ooh.
That's some heavy shizzle. Oh, yeah. Now, look at this.
Hey.
Bush's health care record. By the numbers, if we could. Number of uninsured Americans. PW, what's going on? What are you laughing at? Is it just a parade of weird noises today?
Like, no, it's called Dancing on the Edge. That's what it's
like. You never know. Oh, that's what it is. Everyone's on the button. Like,
yeah.
Chris is holding his fingers like I'm. Okey dokey. Number of uninsured Americans in this country today, 45 million. Number of Americans who lost their health insurance during Bush's first 3 years in office, 5 million. Average percentage increase in health insurance premiums during the first 3 years of the Bush administration, 12.5%. Percentage increase in workers' share of family health care premiums since 2001, 50%. Average increase in the cost of family health insurance since 2001, $2,700. Decrease in number of jobs providing health insurance since 2001, 5 million. 2005 increase in Medicare premiums for doctor visits, according to the Bush administration, 17%. The number of new initiatives proposed by George W. Bush during his first term to help more Americans gain access to affordable health care, zero. So now it's going to the states, Riley.
Listen, the number of employers that provide health insurance for their workers declined by 5 million from 2001. That trickle is going to turn into a stream.
What the hell are they trying to do? This, you know, this move towards privatizing everything is going to, you know, the chasm between rich and poor is going to be so extreme and so horrific
by the end of this 4 years, I don't even know what we're going to do. It's going to be a depression in this country.
It's going to be a mess. And, Mark, I am old enough. You're not. But I'm old enough to remember when health insurance kind of like came with most gigs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you may have to put in a little small amount, but a lot of jobs, an awful lot of jobs. First four or five jobs I had, I did not have to pay a dime.
I'll tell you, before I got this gig, you know, I'd like to thank Sprint for my health insurance. All you people who say, like, hey, Marin sold out. I did a 2-second stint in a Sprint commercial, and I got my health insurance for the year.
You know,
if you're not doing a union gig, you know, you don't get the insurance, and you got to pay for it, and it's expensive. Now, what I meant by the states, in Tennessee, where there's nearly 500,000 people are warned that they, you know, could lose their government-supported health care. And in Maine, it is going the other way, where the state is expanding its role with reliance on the private sector, aiming to provide affordable health insurance for all 138,000 residents. Now without it. So there's, I guess, a couple different ways that people can go. But, of course, you know, John Kerry had a plan to put in place the type of health care that the Congress is able to get. That is.
Yes, yeah, that was his plan.
How does that work? Do you know?
Well, I mean, you know, Congress gets free health care.
Right.
Of all. I mean, they have the kind of health care I used to have working in the post office.
Right.
It was essentially free health care. Now, Kerry couldn't actually do that for all Americans. But you know what? You called him out the other day. Said
can
we
make
needed
it
to
available.
Hear from him.
Yeah,
can make it available. Yeah. Now, you called him out, said we needed to hear from him,
yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
He came out.
And now we got this tape.
We got this tape. Do you think he listens to you guys?
Yeah, right.
I think
he listens to everybody. I think all of us were a little disappointed on how quickly he disappeared. And as it turns out, you know, it was probably just for political reasons. I mean, this is a guy that we all got behind, that we all supported, even if we didn't think he was the greatest in certain levels. You know, and then, like, after the election, I mean, Edwards said he would fight, and then he sort of went away. And then Kerry said he would fight, and he went away. And he sort of put it on the people. And as I said before, it was just amazing when I watched this on the internet, just how much we listened to this guy for so long, and all of a sudden he just was out of the picture.
Out of the picture,
and
yeah.
Now he's back, and he's got an idea, so we're going to put it out there because, you know, this is John Kerry, and he's going to try and, you know, continue to do his work as a politician, as a senator,
yeah.
And this is his big idea. Even though I'm a little disappointed with him, we should play this. Chris?
We must fight not only against George Bush's extreme policies, we also have to fight to uphold our own values. And that is why on the first day that Congress is in session next year, as I said during the campaign, I will introduce a bill to provide every child in America with health insurance. And with your help, that legislation will be accompanied by the support of hundreds of thousands of Americans. There are more than 8 million uninsured children in our nation. I mean, that's just unacceptable. That's 8 million reasons for us to stay together.
Yeah, I guess they're just, I mean, it's going to be a very difficult challenge to make health care work in this country for people that can't afford anything.
Well, see, you heard what he said at the end,
yeah.
Us to stay together. I think what he's trying to say is, look, to the 55 million people who voted for me.
This is the Democratic cause, and it is a Democratic cause, and it is a decent
it's a noble cause.
Yes.
It is
and
a noble
right
cause. Yes, to get health insurance and health care for children is a noble cause. However, you got a very difficult problem getting this stuff through the Congress because there are a lot of people in Congress who apparently don't think that health care for children is an important or noble cause.
Really? This Congress
thinks
that children
Congress.
Aren't important?
No.
You mean the Napoleonic bug killer, Tom DeLay, doesn't think kids are important?
No. I mean, he'll get behind No Child Left Behind. Won't fund it, but we'll get behind it.
These guys are all bottom-line people. Lives are just numbers.
They're bottom-feeding people in
bottom
many cases.
Bottom-feeding people, greedy yes. people. You know who's not greedy? Not in that way. Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and
Linda
Pashman.
No.
We're going to be back with a little of Pashman's rules is going to be back in today, and we're going to have that right after. Hold on a minute. What did you just say, Larson?
Uh-oh.
What did you say in my head?
Oh,
this is that's right. The special edition Thanksgiving edition of Pashman's rules.
Thanksgiving edition
right.
of Pashman's rules.
It's
can you eat whitefish on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, he'll figure out a way. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of insight here with Pashman. Maybe we even talk about Bono for a few minutes.
Oh, you don't want to go there.
Or maybe
there
we'll talk about Brian Wilson or Bruce Springsteen. Anyways, let me just say this. Morning Tradition will be traveling to Boston for a Friday, December 10th live broadcast.
Yeah.
From the Someday Cafe in Davis Square in Somerville.
Yeah.
No tickets are necessary. Just come by, have a cup of coffee, and hang out with me and Riley.
Yeah.
How would that be? Also, we need an intern. Send your resume to Sedition, AirAmericaRadio.com. We need somebody who can get college credit and also can do these hours.
And women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
Okay. That sounded like that was a, okay. Mark Maron will be performing. That's me, Mark Maron, will be performing at Giggles in Seattle next weekend, December 3rd and 4th. Both nights will be recorded for my CD. You can go to www.gigglescomedyclub.com for info and tickets. And also, if you don't want to talk to us on the phone, but you would like to leave us a message, Morning Sedition mailbox, you can do that. You can get the number at morningsedition.com and call us and leave a message.
We yeah, but don't leave ones. Those long, sad tales of woe, okay? It's the holidays.
We got a good one the other day.
In
defense of somebody who was, you know, a little kooky, we got a kookier call. We got to start playing those. We haven't done that yet. 43 past the hour, it's Air America Radio. We'll be back with Pash Man.
Morning Sedition, fighting treason with reason on Air America Radio.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the dinner rack she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Dandruff. Dandruff penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Dandruff? Use as directed.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Marge Burns heard and ordered her Zocor and saved $60 on a 90-day supply. Charlie Sumner heard and saved $35 on his Lipitor. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. AARP Magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. In fact, the state government of Illinois has visited Advocare's facility and concluded that their procedures are exceeding the United States government's requirements. And now you too can save by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are delivered right to your door and you save up to 85%. It's so easy and the money you will save is incredible. Don't pay higher prices just because you live in the U.S. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Get to your local AutoZone store today and help AutoZone say thanks this holiday season to those serving in America's armed forces. AutoZone, with the help of the USO, has just established the AutoZone Yellow Ribbon Fund to support our military and their families worldwide. Stop by your local AutoZone store before December 24th and make a donation in-store of any amount to the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The contributions will fund USO programs and services to benefit our troops worldwide. Get in the zone, AutoZone, right now and say thanks to those who've answered our country's call to serve.
Hi, Al Franken for the New Republic magazine, the nation's leading weekly journal of politics and arts. Here's what the editors say this week about Condoleezza Rice. The Rice appointment portends an administration that will continue to act as if its political victories are evidence that the White House policies are objectively successful. In reality, of course, just the opposite is true. The Bush administration doesn't punish its employees for their incompetence. Instead, it rewards incompetence with extensions of tenure and promotions. Rice's sentence should leave no doubt about where this administration is headed. Full steam in the same direction. Subscribe today and save $10 off their best online subscription price. For details, visit tnr.com/airamerica. And download this week's issue immediately or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
The days are getting shorter. The leaves are falling. The air is getting crisp and cool. These signs can mean only one thing.
The biggest sale of the fall season is now at Payless Shoe Source. So if you think fall is just an excuse to get you and your family some new shoes, this is the time. Because right now, the season's hottest shoes, boots, handbags, and accessories are on sale for up to 50% off at Payless. So hurry to Payless today, because these deals will go as fast as the leaves from the trees. Look smart, Payless.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Past the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Yes, you are.
You get two, Pashman. You got Springsteen.
That's
and then
awesome.
You get Zevon, Zevon. Many of you have probably begun planning your weekend, and we here at Morning Sedition, we want to help. Now in the studio is a man known to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering subjects, both large and small, so much so, folks, that we've decided it constitutes a philosophy. Okay, and which is what we call Pashman's Rules. Please welcome Dan Pashman.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Did you just bonk the mic with your head?
It moved on its own. I did not touch it.
Were you all excited about the Zevon Springsteen, Matrix?
I was pretty excited. That was intense.
All right, so here we go. Now, Thanksgiving tomorrow. Big plans. Now, what's Lewis and Linda Pashman from New Jersey got planned?
Well, first of all, my mom's already ordered a 25-pound turkey for six people.
So what are you guys going to just, going to eat and then take a break and then eat, two or three breaks?
Yes. Well, one of the keys, is to eat your Thanksgiving dinner early enough in the day so that you can fall asleep, wake up, and then eat again.
I think that some people feel that is true. And dessert? Or do you save dessert for that? Do you eat dessert again, too?
I would always rather have another handful of turkey than a slice of pie, but you can't have dessert at that later time as well.
All right, so I feel like we have a lot of things to cover. First, but now you mentioned pie quickly. What are the desserts at the Pashman household?
Well, I think my mom gets a pumpkin pie because she feels obligated to, but no one ever eats it.
I love pumpkin pie.
Well, I'll bring you the leftovers.
Okay. Wow. So I need 4-day-old pumpkin pie. That's great. That's nice of you.
Right, I'm looking out for you, man.
Sure, man. Yeah, maybe I'll bring you something.
No mince, Pashman.
Sorry?
No mince?
Mince? What the hell
mince
is that?
Pie, man.
Listen, one of the first things that I'm going to say about Thanksgiving is my philosophy is stick to the basics.
Mince pie is a basic.
I don't do mince pie.
Turkey.
I love mince pie.
Really? You're weird, man.
Mince pie, that's how you finish it off.
Are you making white turkey,
the mac and cheese, the broccoli, the rolls, and mince pie.
I never could get a taste for mince pie. I still don't know what the hell's in mince pie.
I don't even know what it is. What are you talking
mince
about?
Mince pie? It looks like sweet sloppy Joe. It's like, I don't know what it is.
But most of them don't have meat in it anymore.
No, there's no meat.
It's pecans, raisins, a little apple. I mean, it's a wonderful thing.
All right.
It sounds horrible.
All right. I don't love it. But, and I like most things. I love pecan pie. I like pumpkin pie. But mincemeat never did much for me.
Poor
Dan. We're steamrolling the segment.
Yeah, right?
He's all excited.
Next week.
He got all Springsteened up.
I'll talk about what used to be the greatest place in America to get pie.
I'm sorry, Dan.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got
it. Let's lay it out. So you got to keep it simple.
Well, yeah, keep it simple. Yeah. Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and if you're a cranberry sauce person, cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce or cranberry relish, please.
I don't like either.
Okay.
But whatever, I'll allow that. It's your one personal preference, whatever you want.
Pashman will allow.
Thank you.
Okay. That's right.
Yes.
But first of all, stick to the basics. Second of all, you got to approach Thanksgiving understanding that the goal is to eat as much as you can possibly eat in one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So first of all, eat Thanksgiving dinner early so you can eat again later.
Right.
Wear loose pants.
Right.
And don't be afraid to take off your pants if they're too restrictive.
But wait, this is the Patchman household. I'm assuming it's just family. Now, say I'm going to someone's house who I don't know them. It's just me and my wife are going to a friend's family's house. So I feel that maybe if I take off my pants, that would be looked at as a peculiar thing. Am I wrong?
No, pervo is what you're talking about.
That is a problem. Then just where the
loose. What did you just say? First of all. You take off your pants at the table at what point? And then what happens? You take off your pants.
Well, I don't consider it a successful Thanksgiving dinner if I don't end up lying on the dining room floor.
Burping.
With the dog licking my face, wondering if I'm okay.
Go ahead, Riley.
Never mind. I'm not going there this time.
All right, so that's fine. Now, let's talk about plate etiquette. Now, so you lay on the floor. Okay, that's all
good.
End.
That's the end part.
I have a feeling that your family revolves around you somehow.
No, that's not really true. Okay. It's a team effort of the Passion family.
Okay, so you're talking that mom, dad, Howie are all laying on the floor naked by the end of the meal? Just holding their stomachs?
Thanksgiving stomachs?
It's like Thanksgiving at Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, right. And the dog is like up on the table licking the plates.
Oh, that's a success. Man, I can see that.
No, usually I'm the only one bold enough to actually drop trowel at the table, but that doesn't mean that they don't contribute in their own wacky ways.
Okay, so now what about plate etiquette?
Well, I'm a big proponent of, you know, trying to build the perfect bite.
Okay.
You got to try to build the perfect bite on your fork, and the foundation, the mortar, if you will, for the perfect bite is mashed potatoes.
Okay. Because, so that's at the base.
Well, mashed potatoes hold everything else together.
It's on one forkful.
Exactly.
Okay.
So with your fork, you always want to go for mashed potatoes first.
Okay.
All right, you're laying the foundation.
Yes.
Then stuffing.
Right.
Because stuffing can fall off the fork a little.
Okay.
But if you put the stuffing on the mashed potatoes holds it
on. I'm writing this down.
Yeah, take notes here.
Yeah, okay.
Jeez, Mary Joseph.
I'll put together a fact sheet for you later
on. Okay. Now, I'm assuming that most of this stuff is reflexive with you now. You don't have to put a lot of thought into it.
Right.
It just happens.
Exactly.
But you're just helping out the people that may not know that. So we got the mortar of mashed potatoes. We got the stuffing. Then you go for a bit of turkey.
Then stab the turkey.
Stab it.
So you swipe the mashed potatoes, swipe the stuffing, stab the turkey, and bam, you have the perfect bite.
That's a good bite. I enjoy mashed potatoes, a little bit of stuffing, turkey, and I will go with a little cranberry relish and maybe a little gravy at the end.
Nice. Oh, wow. A double sauce, huh?
Yeah, I'll do the gravy. Where does gravy fall into your life?
I'm not a big gravy person.
Neither is Riley.
Yeah.
You guys are some pretty elaborate white people. That's all I can say.
I'm a minimalist. You know, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, that's it.
Now let's talk about the, where do you want to go from here? Do you want to go the day after? Do we want to go for, what happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you have your night, frankly, I think that the nighttime post-nap, just sort of picking at the carcass part of the night.
Before everything gets congealed and dried up.
Right. But after it's kind of cooled off.
I got a question.
Please. Okay.
Do you, when you do your turkey, do you take all the meat off the bone right away, or do you leave it on until it's time to
leave it on?
My
dad is in charge of carving the turkey.
I'm a carver.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, believe you on.
But I think that, you know, depending on how many people you're feeding, you need to cut up enough white meat and enough dark meat. I'm a good carver, man.
I believe it.
I can lay it out.
Uh-oh.
But you should leave, if you can, about half the turkey on the bone.
I picture you carving the turkey being like, wait, is this piece thinner than that piece? Wait, this piece is too thick. Wait, hang on a sec.
No, see, now you're projecting your OCD onto me.
Yeah, that could be.
My OCD doesn't function quite that way. What I need to do is, it's like I get into professional head. I got to cut the joints right, take the legs off right.
Right.
And then what I'll actually remove. I'll cut the top of the turkey in a slit, and then I got to get people out of the kitchen for this. I'll actually pull the entire breast off, and then slice it down.
Slice it that way. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah,
Louis Pashman does the same thing.
Does he?
Indeed.
That's pro, man.
Yeah.
I think I learned that from my ex-father-in-law. But he used to do it. They used to
that's
cook
a
the
very
turkey,
neat way of doing
but
it.
But he would have liked my ex family. I guess I would.
People he used to spend Thanksgiving with.
Right. They cooked the turkey at noon, and they'd have it all cut and ready to go by 2, and we wouldn't eat till 4, and it used to bother me because it was
dry.
Yeah,
that's a disaster.
No,
the Pashman family still bemoans a lost Thanksgiving. We went to a family friend's house.
Bemoans the Pashman family. Let's have a moment of silence for the Thanksgiving that went bad.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll dribble some beer on the floor.
Yeah, gravy. A little gravy on the floor for our homies.
Wait, we got to get to the sandwich part. We didn't get to that,
and
I know that's important.
Yeah, I mean. The sandwich is the next day. You know, in your ideal sandwich, you want very little bread. You scoop out the bread, scoop out the dough, turkey on the bottom, mashed potatoes, the mortar in the middle to hold it all together, stuffing on top, seal it up. Sandwich.
I don't know about the mashed potatoes in the sandwich. Usually for me, a sandwich
just
is maybe,
a little, though. Just
maybe
a little.
Turkey. You know what? Turkey, some dark meat, light meat turkey, and some cranberry relish. That's a good sandwich. Maybe a little stuffing. The potatoes on the bread with the stuffing.
Man. Too exotic.
You need the mortar.
We'll leave it at that. That's Pashman's big. That's the kernel of the philosophy of Pashman.
Yes.
In reference to Thanksgiving, you need the mortar. And I'm sure that could apply to Passover as well, but in a different way.
Very much
that,
so.
That's the chlorosis, which I'm sure we'll have. I feel a chlorosis conversation coming at that time.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy
All
Thanksgiving
right. happy
to you,
Thanksgiving, Dan.
Dan
Pashman.
And the new U2 album is excellent. Maybe we'll talk about that later. There's the liberal agenda. I don't even know. I have the liner notes here, but we'll talk about it later. One. Here's the liberal agenda. For Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, carry giant balloon float of Paul Krugman. That's a good one. Two, let the smallest child carve the tofurkey. Three, call the Democratic Party. Thank them for nothing. Four, to gain a foothold in the red states, eat until bloated, watch bad football, and lie around belching and farting in a turkey coma. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. Oh, I'm thankful. I'm thankful they decided to wait until after the holiday to round us up and throw us in camps, man. Wake up, people. What's happening, Mark?
Next hour, we're going to get into global warming.
Stay here. We're going to talk
Redkin.
About YouTube.
He's the environment reporter for the New York Times. We've got Birth of a Nation and so much more here on Air America Radio.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, heart attack, and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and worse. What to do? Today, millions use a patented drug called Jointritis. Jointritis has a fast-acting pain reliever plus the skin-conditioning power of lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Jointritis uses directed, works deep to relieve even the worst minor arthritis pain. Jointritis. Pain relief with peace of mind.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York. The home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Contrary to a series of media reports and charges by some members of Congress of his opposition to intelligence reform, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday made clear that he supports the president and his intent to improve intelligence. Rumsfeld said he would not be part of the Bush-Cheney team if he did not have the president's back on this particular matter.
The president's position is evolving as the negotiation evolves. I'm a part of this administration. If I didn't want to support the president's position, I wouldn't be in the administration, and I do intend to support it.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday, Republican Congressman Christopher Shays of Connecticut, was among several Republican lawmakers sharply critical of Rumsfeld for allowing the alleged foot-dragging in the intelligence reform measure. Shays says Rumsfeld told a private meeting of lawmakers that the 9/11 Commission recommendations were meaningless. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said yesterday there will not be a repeat of the case of a former top Air Force arms buyer who steered billions of dollars in contracts to Boeing. This before taking a job with the company paying $250,000 a year. Rumsfeld told a press conference that there's something that needs to be changed, but he added that a lot has been changed, making sure such contract deals never happen again. Investigative arm of Congress, the General Accountability Office, will be investigating charges of irregularities in the November 2nd election, the U.S. presidential vote. To be exact, this, according to lawmakers, five Democratic congressmen, including Michigan's John Conyers Jr. and New York's Gerald Nadler, expressed gratitude that the GAO plans to launch an investigation. This after a myriad of complaints of voter irregularities in the last presidential contest. President Bush has ordered new measures to bolster the Central Intelligence Agency in fighting weapons of mass destruction and other threats. New measures are coming as part of a response to the 9/11 Commission's report presented last summer. Some 5,000 U.S. Marines, British troops, and Iraqi forces launched a new offensive yesterday aimed at clearing a swath of insurgent hotbeds across the cluster of dusty small towns south of Baghdad. A series of raids and house searches was the third large-scale military operation this month aimed at suppressing Iraqi Sunni Muslim insurgency ahead of the crucial election set for January 30th. The assault aims to stem an increase of violence in an area that has been notorious for months as a danger zone. Car bombings, rocket attacks, and ambushes have surged in recent weeks, likely in part due to guerrillas who slipped out of the militant stronghold of Fallujah, according to commanders. And outgoing Secretary of State Colin Powell signaled yesterday Washington was open to one day reestablishing diplomatic ties with Iran after the countries held their most sustained high-level contact in years. Powell spoke with the Iranian counterpart on Monday at the international conference dinner. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
There are movies that redefine the very essence of storytelling. Those movies deserve the honor of being called Best Picture of the Year. Here's to us. Fox Searchlight presents the new motion picture from director Alexander Payne.
We're going to go have some fun, Miles. You remember fun?
There are comedies and there are dramas, but every great movie is all about the perfect balance.
But examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, smell it. That's it. What do you smell?
Wine? Rosé wine?
Rolling Stone raves. Sideways fuses bracing wit and emotional gravity into something funny, touching, and vital with a quartet of actors that qualify as a cinematic dream team.
Why don't we go back to my place?
They want
to
drink Merlot. We're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Sideways.
Did you bring your Xanax?
By far, the best picture of the year. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning's Edition.
It's crazy here. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher, kings, and queens. We've got a studio full of people. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Dan Pashman is here. Kent Jones is getting hooked up. Kent, the Colonel Jones, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman. Over there, Kent, there's a mic for you. Mark Riley, of course, is here. Hey, you know.
Scramble. Yeah.
First of all, we'd like to thank and Agatha and Thomas for the chocolates. Thank you very much.
Yes.
It was very nice and a lovely holiday to you. They sent Riley and I a box of chocolates, which we'll have to disperse.
And then somebody sent us T-shirts, too.
Some hand-screened T-shirts. Those were beautiful.
They were wonderful.
They said all kinds of different things. Mine said, I think, go hard or not at all. Or I don't remember. I took it home.
Go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Now, what we're here to discuss. Now, Kent Jones has been actually listening to the new U2 album for the past 2 days.
Dragged into the melee.
Dan Pashman
into
says.
Into the fray. The culture wars.
Yes. Yeah. Pashman says Bono's a wuss because he's a sellout wuss. And he only makes, you know, watered-down pop crap. And I said that that doesn't make a difference in terms of his political stance because he elevates the consciousness of people, whether or not he does political songs or not. And I'm going to add today that some of the songs, my wife just got here last night, some of the songs that you think are just pop crap might indeed be political songs that you just didn't understand, dummy. How does that grab you? Huh? Pashman? And by the way, what do you got to say?
I'm quite sure that Beautiful Day was nothing more than watered down.
But that's
crap.
All you go to. That's all you go to. That's all you got. Beautiful
but that's
Day.
What they released. That's what they built. That those two songs. They
yes.
Built.
Yes, Ken.
I feel we should talk about the new record.
Okay.
Frankly, because I've heard it. I
okay.
bought it yesterday.
Okay.
Terrific songcraft all the way through. Bono has never sounded better. The songs bite. They crunch. They have hooks.
You mean they rock?
Things that are
you
memorable.
Know what that means, Pashman?
I know,
rock.
I know it
they
well.
They totally rock. I'm going to operate on the assumption that no one is going to like everything, but if you like U2, you are going to dig this all day long.
So it's good. That, I read in the USA Today. Now, I'm not saying that's
oh,
tremendous.
Oh, great. Incredible. Yeah, great. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, but who gave me that article?
Jonathan Larson.
Oh! Right. Is it as good as Octoon Baby? Is it as good as Joshua Tree, my friend?
I feel that a certain length of time has to pass before one can make rad.
I'll give you credit there, Kent, because if you had answered a definite yes or no, I would have dismissed it out of hand. So I give you some props
yes,
for not.
Well, you are 25.
Yeah.
You are that old.
You're a mere kid.
So
you've got to give it some time. You've got to let it blossom.
I actually listened to this record this morning, walking into work. Walking down Fifth Avenue, 4:30 in the morning.
No one else on the street.
No one else on the street.
Quiet time.
The early holiday decorations are up. And there are a couple of songs that are already jumping out. A Man and a Woman, that's going to be a classic, I think. I think that just instantly jumps out. Miracle Drug is an amazing song.
Are there any political songs on there, Kent?
But
I mean, as political as YouTube gets.
No. There's nothing overtly political, but it does get... The personal is political on some level, but it's certainly not strident.
It seems to me that Crumbs from Your Table.
Crumbs from Your Table has...
Which is about
a terrific song also.
Situation in Africa, Dan Pashman.
Right.
All right. Might be a powerful political number. I have to listen to it. See, I can't listen to it. I just like arguing with you because the idea that these guys don't help, even if they do what you call...
No. I never said that they don't help. And I never said that there's anything wrong with just fun rock music that has no serious meaning whatsoever. All I'm saying is that Bono doesn't do as much as he could by not using his music as one of his weapons.
You sound like one of those nasty sort of like liberal fascist emailers who insisted that Bono's sole purpose is to provide you with your political song fix.
Wait, you just said it when I just said bear no relationship to each other.
I'm not sure that's true. Let's listen to the replay. Why did you say that?
Because I said that...
Why do you demand that Bono do anything? I mean, granted, I've been annoyed with Bono before. I've looked at him and said, who the hell does he think he is? But then you sit down with the record and you're like, oh, that's who he is. He's Bono.
He's the guy
man.
That writes fun rock songs.
No, they're not fun rock songs. Some of them are deep and they're melodic and they're ballads and they're moving.
Yes, and they're 20 years old.
Listen to the new record before you yammer. Listen to the new stuff.
Are you talking to Patrick?
Great. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Can you burn me a copy?
I thought we were yammering on the same side, Colonel.
We are. No, we are.
Okay.
We are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The other thing that I want to talk to you about,
yes.
Kent. Kent. I'm going to talk to Kent now, Dan.
That's why I'm picking up my water, so I can drink it.
So you, I watched Being There on on cable.
And wonderful.
I laughed more than I ever had before, and I'd seen it before. Marvelous. And there's something about having this job and knowing as much about politics as I know now, and seeing that again, you know, at this age of my life, I was laughing deeply because
it's marvelous.
I believe that George Bush is not retarded, but I think he modeled part of his personality, you know, after the
Chance the Gardener. Yeah, he knows everything he knows because of TV and because of TV.
But just the simplicity of it's a hilarious movie. Melvin Douglas was a genius.
Marvelous.
Everyone was genius. Shirley MacLaine was genius.
And a great director, Hal Ashby, also.
Great. I just watched Last Detail last week.
Harold and Maude. He's,
Harold and Maude.
He died kind of young, I think, Hal Ashby.
Can you guys do me a favor? I've never seen the movie you're talking about. Can you fill me in a little? I'm curious to hear more about it.
Can we let the grown-ups talk for a minute?
That's right. Respect your elders, Paxton.
Which movie do you want to hear about?
I'm going to go back to the kids' table.
Yeah, make sure you bring your system of eating back to the kids' table, too.
And with the mortar.
Which movie?
Being There. It sounds interesting. Like,
you never saw it?
No.
It's about a guy who was a gardener at some guy's house.
A
millionaire's house. But you don't get the idea of where he came from or why he was brought up in the millionaire's house, because you kind of get the sense that he was there all the time, maybe an illegitimate kid or whatever. But that's not important. The guy dies, and this guy ends up stumbling into he gets hit by a car, and it's a limo, and it's being driven by the richest guy in the world's wife is in the car.
Right. Shirley MacLaine.
From the Rand Corporation. Yes. And it just so happens that the Rand guy, who is Melvin Douglas, who was at the end of his rope in a brilliant performance, is dying, and there's doctors on call at the house, so they bring this guy to the mansion. And just because of his simplicity, he's completely misunderstood and interpreted by all these wealthy people and the President of the United States, who he meets.
Yeah. Everyone who meets Chance the Gardener thinks he's a genius because they project all of their own feelings onto him. He is a tabula rasa. He is a blank slate, and they all and Chance ends up becoming a genius in their eyes because it's a direct reflection of what they're saying.
But through Rand, he meets the President, who's played by Jack Warden, one of the great 70s character actors. The comedy potential of this movie is hilarious. And the President ends up quoting this guy who they don't know where there's no way to find out who he is because they can't find anything on him. It's before computers, and there's nothing written on him. And he's really just a gardener.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything he knows is about gardening or TV. And so he says cryptic things like, in the spring, there will be growth.
There will be growth. And the President's going, well, that sounds great.
Wow,
that's most optimistic.
That's so hopeful. It's terrific.
Why don't you call us, 866-303-2270, with some systems of eating you may have, or if you want to pipe in about Peter Sellers. But you saw the HBO film.
I was fortunate enough to see Jeffrey Rush play Peter Rush.
And?
Peter Sellers in the – just terrific.
Really?
Absolutely bravura performance. The guy can do anything. He plays 15 characters in this story. And it's funny, and it's strange, and it really gives you a glimpse of Peter Sellers. It's a little disturbing.
He was a speed freak, womanizer, crazy guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was beyond eccentric.
Yeah. Where are the great comic geniuses now?
Wonderful.
You know, sometimes I watch and I see the people that were working in the 70s and the 60s, and I'm like, you know, I don't know if I'm being sort of narrow-minded or I'm just getting old, but it seems to me that a lot of musicians and a lot of the comic performers and actors were so much deeper and so much more soulful and mature. I don't know. Is that true?
Oh, it's absolutely true. Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, all those great horror actors at the time.
Let's take some calls. 866-303-2270. That was an interesting place to go, Mark.
It's 15
past the hour on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition. We can't do it without you. Call us at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Right here on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn.
call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you sick and tired of paying outrageous taxes each year? 2004 is almost over. You don't have to be a business owner to save thousands of dollars on your 04 taxes starting now. Check out Incorporating You. Find out how easy it is to incorporate. Getting started is as easy as a phone call to 800-924-4977. Incorporating is the true secret to financial success.
Hi, this is Ray Reynolds. I've designed the blueprint of success that thousands of entrepreneurs, investors, and business professionals use to save money on taxes, protect their assets, even start a whole new credit file. I will show you how to get $25,000 to $1 million in corporate credit, regardless of your credit history.
Don't wait. Take advantage of this year-end tax special. Call Incorporating You today at 1-800-924-4977. And for only $199, be on your way to 04 tax savings and qualify for $25,000 in corporate credit. Don't give it up to the IRS again this year. Call Incorporating You now at 1-800-924-4977. That's 1-800-924-4977.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage lates. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
All right, it's 20 past the hour. Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley. Pashman, someone's calling from Tennessee, and she wants to. I apparently cut you off. Betty Ann, I'm going to have him tell the story because I see that you want to hear it. Just quickly, tell us about that bad Thanksgiving in relation to the good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, it was just real quick, it was a real tragedy. We went over to this, and they're still family friends, so I don't want to say their name. They're wonderful people overall.
Uh-huh.
We'll just never go back there for Thanksgiving.
Right. Like, they won't know who they are when you finish the story.
But they cooked the turkey, like, early that morning, or maybe even the day before.
Yeah.
Carved it up.
put it in a metal tray,
right.
covered it with aluminum foil, hours right. before dinner,
right.
before Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
We all came over, and then they stuck the thing in the oven to reheat it after it had been sliced.
Right.
Riley, you would have loved it.
I probably would have.
It came out like shoe leather.
Oh, and you guys had to pretend, didn't you?
No, it was so bad that even the woman who cooked it was like, this is really horrible.
Okay.
She was like she was apologizing to us. She was like, right. should we order out? I mean, this is a disgrace.
And you'll be okay. apologizing to her.
Well, I've got a special Thanksgiving dream diary. Coincidence how the subconscious works,
Ooh.
Isn't it? Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Betty Ann. I'm sorry I didn't put you right on the air, but we needed Dan to go do something else. Here's my dream from last night. I'm at the first Thanksgiving with my dead cat, Butch. I'm in a pilgrim outfit that's riding up in the cranberry department, if you know what I'm saying. Wow, did I just go to Riley Town?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Butch is wearing a feathered headdress and face paint. There's a luscious feast in front of us, and everyone has their heads down about to pray. But then Butch climbs up on the table and says to the Indians, my native comrades, do not sup with these silly pale people with their unnecessary large hats and clunky buckled shoes. I say, prithee, Butch, thou art embarrassing me. Sit thyself. Butch says, no, Proctor Marin, I must speak. Comrades, do you not see that you are surrounded by Puritans? These people left England because their religion wasn't strict enough. What does that tell you? They fear a woman's moist folds more than 100 muskets. She points to me. Look at that outfit. It is natural birth control. George Clooney couldn't get laid in that getup. What can I say? She's right. Then Butch says, and that is not all. I've seen the future. These people will drive you from your lands. They will give you smallpox. They will kill your buffalo. They will make you toil in casinos. Hint, never hit on 17. I say, Butch, prithee, the yams are getting cold and their casinos pay well for one-nighters. Trust me. But Butch says, this is a race of exploiters who cannot feed themselves. Ride bareback will get a tan. You should put some turkey sandwiches and leftover squash in your paper bags and nicely tell them to get back on the Mayflower. Resist, warriors. Resist. The Indians exchanged blank looks, shrugged, and started eating because they didn't speak a word of English, especially dead cat English. One tall Puritan gently scratched Butch behind the ears before locking her in the stocks. Her witch trial is next week. Doesn't look good. On the other hand, the yams were delicious. I woke up and my bed was filled with burnt marshmallows.
Ooh.
All right, let's go to the phones. Glenn and... Wait, what happened to Carmen? Where's Carmen?
Yeah, where's Carmen?
We got to talk to Carmen. Yeah, she's the second one there, Chris. It's blinking now. Carmen, how are you?
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm great, guys. What's going on?
Carmen works here at Air America Radio. And she's
yes,
just
I
a,
do, but I couldn't sleep, and what better to do in the morning than listen to Morning Sedition?
Oh, that's nice. We're going to use that as a promo.
That's right.
So what do you got for us?
I have twofold thing. One thing is I have the saddest Thanksgiving story for you guys ever. Seriously.
That's always
so
good in the morning.
And I,
yeah, right.
Break our hearts.
My mother and I were supposed to make the macaroni and cheese and the apple cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take it across the town to Maryland, where our family was. We were in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We walk outside, got these hot pans in our hands. We look at the car. The car's kind of tilted. Then we see that, oh, our tire's gone, and our window's been broken in. The lug nuts are gone. The rims are gone.
Oh.
We stood there in the middle of the street for about 2 minutes.
Wow.
Stared. And, our family was like, oh, we'll come out and get you. But my mom was like, no, it's okay.
Well, at least you had food.
Well, yeah, right?
Two types of food.
Moved out of the district after that, did you, Carmen?
Yes, actually, we did.
Yeah.
But then I also had a question about Cashman's argument about you two. Is he still there?
He's around. We can get it to him.
Well, I just wanted to know. I mean, his argument seemed like it had sort of so many sides. He said, well, they're too political, and then they're not political enough, and well, why should they be political? And then, oh, well, they just make good rock and roll songs. He said about four or five different things.
He wouldn't even say good rock and roll songs. I mean, barely. What he says is that he thinks that Bono acts politically but doesn't do it in his songs, which is his main means of communicating with people. But I'll ask him, Carmen. Are you coming in later?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we'll see you in a little while.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Carmen.
All right,
bye.
Take care, Carmen.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pashman did have a lot of sides, but that's how he does it. See, he's kind of like a Republican like that. He's just like, he'll throw out a bunch of different angles where he's sort of like, well, what do we got to, oh, man, I'm tired. All right, here we go. Glenn in LIB in Long Island. What's going on?
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out first why I needed to know about your cranberry department.
I know. It was in my dream, Glenn. What can I tell you?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, being there was fabulous. I was hooked as soon as they started to play, I think it was Deodato's version of 2001 as he leaves the house.
Yes, yes, it was great, yeah.
It was fabulous, but just like George Bush, what the scene that sticks in my mind is the first time he goes in the elevator, and it's obvious he doesn't know anything. He doesn't even realize it's an elevator because he says, how long do we stay here?
I know, it was great.
And nobody gets it.
Oh, it was great. The guy in the elevator grew to think that he just had an amazing wit. It's like, yeah. Remember, like when he said, this is the smallest room in the house. It's a great movie. Thanks for sharing, man.
Take care, Glenn. Have a good holiday.
It's so true. It's like it is a very subtle movie, but like, boy, I watched it and I was laughing out loud by myself. They're just so Sellers is so genius.
I have to get a DVD of this now.
Oh, dude, it's such a great movie. I mean, when he's sitting there eating dinner, you know, he had never been presented like it's really upscale, so he's been given two sets of silverware, and every time the guy brings another plate and takes one away, Sellers, who's never experienced this before and is simple-minded on top of it, is just so baffled by the whole thing. And he builds it so beautifully. It's like it's such subtle slapstick. Ken in Boston, how are you?
Hey, Ken.
How you doing?
Good.
You guys are great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Really love listening to you. Just want to say Harold and Maude had a profound influence on my life. I saw it like when I was 10 years old, and my friend from fourth grade, you know, walked out after the first Cat Stevens song, and I don't know. I love that movie.
Changes your mind. Yeah, I saw it young, too. I saw it, I mean, because I grew up in New Mexico, and they had a sort of like a kind of college-y kind of movie theater. So I saw it when I was like 14 or 15, and it certainly had a profound effect on me. That's by directed by Hal Ashby, who also directed Being There.
Ruth
Ken,
Gordon.
I just want to tell Ken, we're going to be up there in Boston on Friday, December 10th. We're broadcasting from the Someday Cafe in Davis Square in Somerville. If you want to come by, you don't have to have tickets, and you can just come out and hang out and have a cup of coffee. But
enjoy yourself.
There's no way Harold and Maude can't have a profound effect on a young mind.
Oh, but I loved Harold and Maude. That I did see back in the day.
Still, you know, I loved it too, and as much as I loved it, it's still disconcerting to me to picture Bud Cort and
Ruth Gordon
together. Yeah. but I can. That's a very profound moment when they wake up together and she's sleeping there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Ashby made it that
rough.
Way.
It's a little rough.
It is a little rough. When we come back, we're going to talk environment with Andrew Revkin, and of course, we've got Iraq, Birth of a Nation, and so much more here on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days, or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Question. Why is ABC's World News Tonight with Peter Jennings the most watched network newscast in New York? Answer. Peter Jennings. ABC's World News Tonight with Peter Jennings. This is where your trust is earned every night.
This is Peter Jennings coming up at 6:30 on World News Tonight. All the latest developments in a changing Middle East, and it is the end of quite a week in American politics. We will also have our person of the week. I hope you'll join us for World News Tonight at 6:30 only on ABC 7.
Tonight at 11, switch to ABC 7. They sift through your trash and then eat it.
It's all there for the taking.
But they're not homeless. Tonight at 11, Eyewitness News reveals a bizarre new trend.
This is a way to reconnect with the way human beings should be eating.
Here, one man's trash is another man's dinner. What's up with dumpster dining? Join Bill Witter and Liz Cho tonight at 11 on Eyewitness News, only on ABC 7.
Are you getting burned by bills, high-interest credit card debt, putting the heat on you? Fight fire with fire. That's right, FIRE, Financial Independence and Resource Education, can eliminate your unsecured debt for a fraction of what you owe without a loan. Are you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more in debt and paying outrageous interest rates? Let the professionals at FIRE put 40 years of experience to work for you. They'll negotiate and settle your debt down for up to 40% of what you now owe. You can reduce monthly payments immediately and be debt-free in less than 24 months. The FIRE experts are so sure they can eliminate your unsecured debt, they even offer a risk-free money-back guarantee. So give them a try. FIRE may even correct your past mistakes by helping you clean up your credit report and remove late payments, bankruptcies, charge-offs, and collections.
Results may vary. FIRE makes no claims to delete accurate info from your credit report.
So remember, fight FIRE with FIRE. Call right now at 1-866-844-FIRE. That's 1-866-844-FIRE. 866-844-FIRE.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I'm going to do a great promo today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Hi, I'm Stuart Smalley, and on November 24th, day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to do a special Thanksgiving holiday show filling in for Al Franken, who is terrific, by the way. I just think he's the best. So tune in November 24th, noon to 3, here on Air America Radio.
Oh, 34 past the hour. It's our pre-Thanksgiving show. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning's Edition.
Yes.
We seem to talk about a lot of things now.
We do. We've kind of branched out, you know.
It's exciting.
Peter Sellers.
I want to go to the new MoMA. When are we doing that, Kalo?
Next week.
Are we going to do a group trip? Because I want to go, too.
Why don't we all go? Me, you, and Kalo are going to go to the Museum of Modern Art. And it's...
and just stare at
them. Oh, yeah, and Kent the Colonel Jones wants to go, too. Yeah, we should all go, like, after the show, like, right when it opens.
Yeah.
Because no one will be there. Because next week is going to be real... it's going to start to get real busy in this city for the next few weeks, man.
Yeah, it is.
What? You have to what? You have to go afternoon?
Yeah, because he works late.
I'll tell you what, man. We'll tell you how it is. And now, Jeff. I'm kidding.
No, good, man.
We'll wait for you. Of course, we'll wait for Chris. Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 148. Leaders of Iraq. Come on.
There you go.
So I read where your smartest and wealthiest citizens are packing up and leaving the country. You know what? I say good riddance. Who needs them? My motto has always been Iraq, love it or leave it. That's right. Most fledgling democracies are plagued with the wrong element in their first few years. Well-intentioned but foolhardy souls with no concept of how to run a country. I screwed it all up. America was certainly no exception. What with the likes of Jefferson, Washington, and Franklin, you could barely walk a block without hearing somebody whine about rights. The educated class will just try to stick you with the Masterpiece Theater and Leonard Lopate on NPR, and just how many Jane Austen movies do you want to sit through? Plus, smart people are lazy. They don't want to work 12-hour days in sweatshops, and they certainly won't go to war for the oil industry. On the other hand, Abdul Sixpack, that sounds just great. All he wants is three hots and a cot, and he's good to go. That's why it's essential you de-educate your populace immediately. Iraq must not lose the stupidity gap. It's time to stop living in the past and free yourself from the bonds of your own inventions, like that pesky alphabet, the numbering system, and that annoying code of laws. Look, it took America over 200 years and the re-election of George Bush to make smart people want to leave for Canada, but it was worth it. Now, we don't have to listen to all their ideas, you dig? And let me tell you, outsourcing the jobs to India is a small price to pay to be free of any future Bridget Jones sequels. Uh-huh. Escape from the bonds of freedom, my friends. You have nothing to lose but your books. Anyways, good luck and God bless, and by God, I mean our God. This is day 148 of Iraq, birth of a nation. Live free or die. What do you think of that, my friend?
Nice work.
So now we are going to, on November 9th, a four-day summit to present the findings of 300 scientists began in Reykjavik, Iceland. It was commissioned by the U.S. and seven other nations with Arctic territory. With the Arctic territory, it is the first thorough assessment of the causes and potentially dire consequences of global warming. And our guest has written several books on the environment, including The Burning Season and Global Warming, Understanding the Forecast. He is with us this morning. Andrew Rifkin, good morning.
Good to be with you.
Good morning.
So is this going on? That was November 9th. So what are the recommendations that scientists want to see, coming out of this conference?
Well, this has been a two-part process. What happened on November 9th was they rolled out the science findings. Mm-hmm. The last 4 years, 300 scientists looked at the Arctic changes that are underway and decided that there's a strong component driving things up there from human activities, basically the burning of fossil fuels is releasing enough greenhouse gases, the heat trapping gases, that the Arctic is the first place where the climate impacts of that are being really seen up close and personal. But what's happening today, actually, back in Iceland, is the diplomats from the eight countries are deciding on the language of a report that would say what to do about it.
Right.
That's way more contentious. The science is kind of there. And the U.S., the State Department, vetted that science report, and they had the chance to kind of they tried to delay it a while, it seems, but until after the election, actually.
And what did they say? What's wrong with a little warmer weather? I mean, this administration is so anti-science and so belligerent, and they've also, they've lifted so much of the regulations that causes this type of heat in the air and these chemicals that destroy the ozone and whatnot. I can't imagine that they're going to respond to this.
Well, they seem to have worked out language that the eight countries, including the U.S., Russia, and all the other countries of the Arctic territory, find harmless, which means it'll be a pretty unimpressive mm-hmm. policy document. Mm-hmm. My understanding in talking to State Department officials and a couple of folks from other countries is it'll basically say, we're all doing what we individually see as appropriate to address this problem, and we look forward to cooperating with each other, fill in the boilerplate kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Rifkin, is the Bush administration, did I read something wrong, or are they making this a jobs issue on some level?
Oh, they've always made it a jobs issue.
What about trying to get, cut back on global warming impacts jobs?
Right from the get-go, well, not quite right from the get-go. Back in 2000, the president, when he was campaigning for president, pledged to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants, and he said, as part of a big plan to clean up power plants, all the old-fashioned pollution, the soot and the sulfur and the mercury and all that stuff. But right after he got in office, the White House folks met and realized that that industry wasn't happy with that idea. So they basically abandoned the campaign pledge in March of 2001, and from then on have not reconsidered anything that would restrict these gases. And the Bush administration hung that decision on one study done by one component of the Energy Department, which said that curbing greenhouse gases, particularly carbon dioxide, which comes from burning coal and oil,
mm-hmm.
would hurt the economy and cause X million jobs to be lost. And at the same time, they said the science was too uncertain. So they took economic forecasting and made it into a very precise thing, and they took the science modeling and made it into a very imprecise thing, and they said, well, we can't lose 4.5 million jobs blah, blah, blah.
Do you understand, Andrew, why? I mean, it's almost as if these people have some sort of plan to leave the planet. I mean, they have to live here. I mean, what exactly, which industries are the most dangerous to the polar ice caps in causing this warming? Because I know that the coal industry is being revived and reinvigorated here in the States, which is because of Bush policy. And that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, the outgoing Secretary of Energy, Abraham, last year in a speech in Berlin said basically countries that have big supplies of coal have the God-given right to use it. That was almost a direct quote. And that means China and the U.S. and India to a lesser extent. And coal is the dominant source of carbon dioxide. It's also the cheapest way to produce electricity still. So if we want to keep the computers and lights burning in America, we need to do something. And there is some kind of a paradox here. Our energy demands are growing, and people, it's not all about the administration. It's just about Americans generally being so addicted to cheap energy.
Addicted to everything, and with very short attention spans and apparently no vision. You know, I believe that these people think that, you know, we can adapt to anything. It's weird because a lot of Republicans are a lot more pro-evolution than some of their base, and they just think that eventually maybe we'll, evolve gills again and re-enter the water because there's going to be a lot of it, apparently.
Well, that's an interesting notion. I'll have, I'm a science reporter for the New York Times. We'll have to look into that.
Andrew, would there be any impact on the coastal United States of the continued melting of the ice cap?
Yeah, the one impact that scientists have gotten most focused on lately, along with all the climate disruption that could come, is rising sea levels. I was in Greenland earlier this year for the paper, and when you're on Greenland, you're standing on a 2-mile-high pile of ice,
mm-hmm.
which has accumulated over several hundred thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an impressive sight. And scientists have calculated that just that ice, not including Antarctica, is enough to raise global sea levels 20 feet.
Wow.
Now, it's not going to melt, you know, tomorrow or this century, but the pace of change there has accelerated the last several years quite dramatically, the amount of melting every spring and summer.
Wow.
And that can cause, it can create outsized effects. You can get these sort of sharp accelerations of that kind of melting that people hadn't even understood before a few years ago. They've measured ways that the ice in Greenland can actually start sliding to the sea quicker than it melts, and that would greatly accelerate the rate of sea level rise this century.
Wow, and like I read about the polar bears, it's so sad, they might be extinct inside like 80 years.
Well, nature is a little more robust than we give it credit for, but certainly some of the headlines made it seem that way. The one thing that about this issue, I've covered global warming, among other environmental issues, since 1988. And Americans only tend to pay attention when there's some kind of iconic
seals or seals or polar bears.
It's the charismatic megafauna of the day. You know, today it's polar bears.
But
the problem is they are going to be around for a long time to come. It'll be many, many decades, and anyone who expects it suddenly will be galvanized to press for politicians to act on this because of a polar bear in trouble is
that's silly. No, okay, so, well, quickly, we got to go here, but what can we do? I mean, not so quickly, but how can people get involved?
Well, through these elections, the last several elections, the environment has not been an issue at the voting booth.
Mm-hmm.
And until it becomes such, it's not going to change Congress or the presidential, what presidents are talking
right.
about.
Right. So not unlike election reform, we need to enter at the local level and start getting some of this stuff on the ballots.
Well, it's also there is local action starting to take place. Many states are pushing to cut greenhouse gas emissions from the state level. The problem is it is a truly global problem. You have to any kind of CO2 produced in California affects someone in Botswana or Boston just as much as in California. So everyone has to act in concert.
Well, I'll try and make that happen from my end. Will you do the same?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Andrew. It's great talking
Andrew.
To you.
Thanks for having me on.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That's Andrew Ripkin. He is the environmental reporter for the environment reporter for the New York Times. We are going to be back with the Milthington Man.
Oh, yes.
With the War on Brains. It's 45 past the hour on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition on the air
and online
at morningsedition.com
from Air America Radio. a Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
If the thought of four more years of BS from George W. gets you down, pick up Mother Jones Magazine and learn how you can fight back. Right now, you can get a great deal on Mother Jones at readmojo.com. Mojo's got your back. Every issue features some of the finest investigative reporting anywhere, the inside skinny on the Bush mob, plus what you can do to stand up to the wingnuts. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10. That's a full year for less than the price of a pizza. So check out Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Dinorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Dinorex. Dinorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Dinorex? Use as directed.
When you owe people money, they own you. But there's a program that redirects all the money that's making your creditors wealthy into making you wealthy.
It's like God knocked me across the forehead with a 2x4, and he said, I want to show you how money really works.
On my mortgage alone, I saved over $81,000 in interest.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I was where you are right now. I was so far down, I didn't think I could get up. But I did. And I can show you how to do the same, guaranteed, with my simple, decade-proven system for eliminating debt. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how much debt you have.
John's system changed my life and changed the life of my entire family. And for the first time, I'm free from that debt bondage.
Transform every dollar of your debts into wealth. Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. Call 1-800-500-9330. Stop renting your lifestyle and start owning your life. 1-800-500-9330. That's 1-800-500-9330.
What's the coolest, most sophisticated car on the road?
No question, Jaguar.
And what's the coolest high-performance gasoline? Easy, Emeco Ultimate. And how cool would it be to win a brand new Jaguar plus a year's worth of Emeco Ultimate from BP?
Really cool.
Unbelievably cool. Hey. Be cool. From now till November 30th, when you stop at any participating BP station to fill up with Amoco Ultimate, you can learn how to win a Jaguar and 1 year's worth of Amoco Ultimate gasoline, plus thousands of other prizes like $500 in gasoline. So stop in at BP, then log on to www.premiumrewards.com to enter. Enter in your full rules at www.premiumrewards.com. No purchase necessary. One entry per household per day. Open to legal U.S. residents, but void in Alaska, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, and were prohibited or restricted. Must be 21 years or older and a licensed driver. Employees of BP and related companies not eligible. 10 grand prizes, 2005 Jaguar X-Type Sport, and $1,200 of BP gas cards, ARV $39,370, 250 first prizes of $500 BP gas cards, 750 second prizes of $100 BP gas cards, and 9,000 third prizes of $25 BP gas cards. Overall odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Taxes, responsibility of winner. Sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2004. So, enter and maybe he'll win.
Cool.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Fifty past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. That song always brings me back to the time that I went to see Stop Making Sense, tripping on mushrooms. No, it was acid. When I was in college, and I went on the first date with this girl who turned out to be my girlfriend for a while, and I just remember that she had no idea because I'd spent the entire day tripping, and I was there watching the Stop Making Sense movie in the big suit. Imagine that on acid. Yeah, imagine. Anyways. How are you? There they are.
There
is everybody. Okay, we got another full studio here. What are you doing, Tim? You just studying the master?
Yes.
You're going to be filling in for Kayla when he goes away?
Yes.
So you're just taking notes? Watch Kayla work, man. He's the master of the board.
Yes.
Here we go. Every Wednesday we bring you the latest news from the front lines of the four-year global war being waged by the Bush administration. Here now, with today's dispatch from the War on Brains, is war correspondent Mort Milfington.
Thank you, Zager and Evans.
Oh.
Dateline, Washington, D.C., our country's capital, moved from New York City in 1790 because we just had to be closer to those toothless swamp monkeys in the South. November 24th.
Hey, Mort, I don't want to, let me interrupt you, but who's the guy sitting next to you there?
It's not important, Mark. It's my brother, Mitch Milfington. He's here in town for Thanksgiving.
Greetings, Mark. Oh, I like stuffing.
Cease, monkey.
Well, it's nice meeting you, Mitch. Thanks for coming. Go ahead, Mort. I'm sorry.
This week, the civilized world saw how the Bush administration, a galumping, power-drunk, one-eyed cannibal giant, driven on by a pathetic 3% mandate, maliciously hurled yet another boulder against the cause of truth and human discovery. How? By cutting over $100 million from the National Science Foundation's budget. Yes, promoting the progress of science, advancing national health, prosperity, and welfare, and securing the national defense are all the ingredients of the George W. Bush agenda. In some weird parallel universe, maybe, but not here in the dark zone. He's Xanadu. Which brings me to my next point. Even with a budget the size of the Pentagon's, the National Science Foundation would never be able to find out what the hell is wrong with my family. Watch out, you fool!
Who put that glass of milk in here?
You see, this happens every Thanksgiving, like clockwork. Is it any wonder I reject your breast?
I am not an animal. I am your brother, Mortimer.
You're the shame of the family.
I am not. I am a highly qualified dental hygienist.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you marry Gloria Gartz when you had the chance?
I did not love her. It would have been a shameful union. Oh. Ignominious.
But she was heir to the Crane plumbing fortune.
But I'm gay.
Stop saying that.
Oh, no.
People will think.
What I tell them to think.
Guys, please. What difference does any of this make, all right? Well, what about the issues here? The issues.
Well, I guess you're right, wacky morning zoo guy.
Oh, boy.
What really matters is that during this trying period in our country's history, we take the time on Thanksgiving to cherish the family we have.
Whatever.
Hey, Mitch, here's a verbal gift for you. Shut up, you dumb monkey.
I'm not a dumb monkey.
All right.
A man.
And so, until
whatever
next time,
at,
mother hated
fighter,
you.
Read.
Hated you.
Right.
Whatever.
Resist. And that's
she hated you with your whatever.
From.
Hey, the two monkeys talking.
Monkey!
All right, fellas. Yeah, thanks for coming by and bring your brother back.
Next Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that'll be a nice time to see.
Yeah, and have a happy New Year's and Christmas, Hebrew.
Oh,
can't even speak, can you?
Wow.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Whatever.
Don't hurt each other, okay? It's Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. All right, so let's, you know what? Let's cover this for a minute, Riley, and then maybe over the hour, let's see how long it takes us. But it turns out that the Government Accountability Office plans to investigate complaints of several systematic problems at the behest of the Congress.
Yes.
And we had Gerald Nadler. Hey, Kalo, can we hear that Gerald Nadler piece that we had? We had Jerry Nadler on about a week and a half ago.
Congressman Jerry Nadler from right here in New York.
Initiating this.
What we're suggesting in the letter is that there is evidence of problems with the electronic and optical scan technology, which suggests that there may have been wider problems that ought to be looked into to make sure that that we understand this technology and that it works properly and it doesn't give us false results. We have no indication at this point of wide enough problems to call into question the election. If that is found later, that's a different question.
That was Congressman Gerald Nadler on Morning Sedition about a week and a half ago when they were first bringing this up to the Government Accountability Office. And so far in New Hampshire, the recount that is going on at the behest of Ralph Nader has not shown any real evidence that there was anything wrong with that particular brand of machine. That was the... why do I keep missing this thing? It was the optical scan machine.
Yeah, it was a Diebold. Was it a Diebold machine, though?
I don't believe it was a Diebold machine. I believe these are the competing machines. Now, they're also in Ohio. It seems that the recount is going to be allowed, but the judge denied them the ability to do the recount. That was at the behest of the Green candidate, David Cobb, and the Libertarian candidate, Michael Bagnarek. And apparently he has disallowed the recount until after the vote is the electoral vote is confirmed.
It's certified.
Which will certainly, yeah. Dampened. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of people that want a recount there specifically because they believe that Kerry won, and this might stand in the way of that, obviously. I believe that if you go to blackboxvoting.org, there's still information that maybe this can be changed around, maybe it can be switched. You should check that out. And oddly, in an ironic twist, in the Ukraine, there's an election that is now come into question where the exit polls were, you know, showing that the guy that that Bush, the West
was
supports,
backing, yeah.
was the winner, but the popular vote voted in a guy who the public there and Putin seems to want more, yet the guy who Bush wants declared himself president, you know, illegally, and yeah. Now he's fighting. Bush is claiming, or the Bush administration, the United States, wants the guy who was going to be more sensitive to the West's needs to be president, so they're insisting on a recount because there was fraud, yet they won't do that in their own country, obviously, because they were the bad guy.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you're going over to Putin's turf to do this, all right? Yeah. The Ukraine is part of the former Soviet Union, and Putin considers it part of Russia's sphere of influence. Hmm. So you talking about an election where he is supposed to be the boss is not what he would want to see happen.
Well, maybe by the end of 4 years, we'll have an ongoing battle with some, with the entire Middle East, and the Cold War will be back because of this president, and the country will be broke. Tremendous.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great 4 years, huh, Riley?
Well, you know, Paul Krugman actually wrote a piece about the coming economic crisis in this country.
Yeah, the coming. It's already here. I talked to a fish guy over at Marino's yesterday, and he's like, you know, I was surprised because I thought these guys were sort of hardliners. You never know what people are thinking, but he thinks this guy's going to break it, too.
Yeah. Now, in the next hour of Morning's Edition,
yeah.
Food. Plenty food.
Yeah, I like that. This is interesting. It's our pre-Thanksgiving food talk with
food
Alan
talk.
Richman. Yeah.
Yeah, Alan Richman, former sports writer, now food critic for the New York. Was that the New York Times? Is he the New York Times?
Yeah, I think he writes for a few papers.
Few papers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's food when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Thank you for calling General Steel for your free information.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your ad says I can build a warehouse, retail store, church, or whatever for nearly half the price. There's got to be a catch.
No catch, sir. If you compare structures, a General Steel building will save you about half the price of similar conventional construction.
Yeah, but what's it going to look like?
They're quite attractive. We can give them the look you want from stucco to brick to stone. But there is one thing I failed to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
You'll have it erected in about half the time.
Half the time. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but General Steel can get you a new building for about half the cost, and it will go up in about half the time of conventional construction. The size is totally up to you, and the price, amazing. Whether you need a 50 by 100 for under $33,000 or an 80 by 200 for under $89,000. If you need warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space, or if your church or school needs to expand quickly and save money, you need the General. Call for your free information at 1-888-39-STEEL. 1-888-39-STEEL. That's 1-888-39-STEEL.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Republicans are taking a drumming over that controversial measure in a federal spending bill that lets lawmakers see income tax returns. The proposal, according to a report, will be around a little while longer because of Democratic complaints over how the one-sentence plan was stuffed in the bill in the first place. Members of the Senate tossed the bill last Saturday. About a handful of House members agreed to get a late start on the holiday weekend and scheduled a voice vote later today to kill the tax-peaking bill. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Democrats won't allow the provision to be withdrawn unless Republicans agree to stop rushing bills through the House. Looks like major media is doing the dirty work of Republican Oklahoma Representative Ernest Istook by reporting that he did not approve, and was not consulted about the controversial measure that allows tax-peaking in the spending bill. Media has been reporting the story without looking at the congressman's history on the issue. Media Matters for America reports that just before the weekend vote, Istook was defending the provision and made no attempt to deny responsibility for it. Republicans yesterday received a tongue-lashing from the prosecutor in Travis County, Texas, leading an investigation into the campaign expenditures of Republican House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Prosecutor is Ronnie Earle. He has reason to believe that DeLay is guilty of a series of improprieties associated with campaign spending. District Attorney yesterday sharply criticized Republican lawmakers of protecting DeLay. Lately, the Republican leader could virtually walk on water after House Republicans repealed a rule that automatically required party leaders or committee chairs to step down if they're indicted on a felony charge. DeLay has been bolstered by the recent Republican gains in Congress and redistricting in his home state. Earl wrote in an opinion piece in yesterday's New York Times that politicians in Congress are responsible for the leaders they choose. He added that their choices reflect their moral values. Investigative arm of Congress, General Accounting Office, Accountability Office, that is, will be investigating charges of irregularities in the November 2nd U.S. presidential vote. This, according to lawmakers, five Democratic congressmen, including Michigan's John Conyers Jr. and New York's Gerald Nadler, expressed gratitude that the GAO plans to launch a probe. This after a myriad of complaints of voter irregularities in the last presidential contest. And Iran is making a new demand about its nuclear program. It wants to be allowed to operate dozens of centrifuges for research purposes, an activity banned under a uranium enrichment freeze Iran just agreed to. Diplomats say the Iranians want the equipment exempted from UN watchdog seals meant to ensure the enrichment program is completely shut down. Uranium enrichment can be part of an effort to make nuclear weapons. Iran's move comes on the eve of an International Atomic Agency board meeting.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor?
the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered. Liz is out, but dear listener, do not fear. Talk host and writer Enid Goldstein is here. We go to Walmart, where socks are cheap, but human life is cheaper. Mayor Wayne George of Mullen, South Carolina, tells us how the discount giant slashes jobs. And don't forget the Pap Attack. Log and listen on unfilteredradio.com.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, turkey killers and turkey eaters, people who are afraid to eat turkey. Good morning to you. People who don't eat turkey for a reason. Good morning to you as well. Good morning, San Francisco. Good morning, Rainbow Grocery. I don't know why that just came into my head.
Oh, wow, Rainbow Grocery.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh. It's this great Whole Foods kind of marketplace, but it's like a real it's a real co-op kind of gig, so it's got some integrity to it. You could go there. It's a great place. I don't even know why I'm saying hi to them. There's something in my head that just went when I said people who don't eat turkey, and then I thought about the options. This is what went on in my head, and that's split second. I thought about the options of not eating turkey, and I thought about my idea of the kind of people that don't eat turkey, and all of a sudden I'm at Rainbow Grocery in San Francisco. That's where that went. I guess my wife's not coming in. I thought she was going to drop by, my beautiful wife, Mishna Wolf, but she apparently still sleeping. Can you imagine that? She got in at 10 at night, still sleeping. Of course, you know, why wouldn't she? You know, I just told her I had to leave her specific instructions. I said, don't open the door of the office because the stampede of felines will want to be out of the office. See, I let them out during the day, Riley. My stray cats.
Oh, monkey, you let them out of the office then?
Monkey, Meanie, Hissy, and LaFonda. Yeah, they have the run of the house now, but at night I trick them into the office by covering myself with turkey. And that, see, this is how, like, three of them still really don't want to deal with me, all right? But the one monkey, he loves me, the one male, we're bonding. But the three females, nothing. So I literally have to cover myself with turkey. I have to make myself a pair of turkey pants for them, sliced turkey pants so the cats will get on me and that feels like love to me.
Oh, wow.
It's like, look, it likes me. No, it just wants the turkey. But it's weird because they're all getting big and it's literally a stampede of cats. And they're like, because they all scatter at the same time. They'll come in the kitchen. Now, I've made them into such begging. I feel bad because...
Why do you feel bad?
I've spoiled them. I've spoiled them with top line boar's head turkey, sliced turkey, and I've spoiled them with freeze dried lamb's lung, and I've spoiled them with
lamb's lung.
Yeah, you can get that down at the healthy. What are you looking at me like that before? The cats are allowed to eat, aren't they? Aren't they allowed to eat meat? For God's sakes, what do I got? My cat. Look, I go down to that pet food store down on Third, the healthy one, the holistic pet food store, and they have freeze dried lamb. Lamb's lung, and the cats love it. What can I tell you?
Freeze-dried lamb's
lung. I'm not eating it, Mark.
I know. If they like it, that's fine. If they live long and healthy lives because they've eaten lamb's cats, lung.
They're going to live long and healthy. I still sometimes get very hurt by the fact that two of them, the black and white one, Hissy, will sometimes let me touch her, but the two gray ones, there's not a chance. And they'll take a chunk out of my hand, dude. You know, but whatever. You know, I'm doing the right thing for as long. Oh, and here's the other thing: the Yemeni guy who owns the deli across the street, he wants one for a mouser in his store.
Really? I told you somebody want a mouser.
But, you know, he's like, yeah, I have it in the store, and then I'll bring it home. I'm like, no, you don't understand. If you put this cat in your store, there's no there's not going to be bringing it home. This cat is a wild animal. It will definitely take care of the mice. I can't guarantee it won't, you know, pee on the products here at the store as it does in my house, but I'm getting it fixed. I don't even know how I'm going to get into its cage. It's the last one that has to get fixed. Meanie is. And
really?
I got to get it into a cage and bring it over to the Humane Society. I don't even know how I'm going to do that.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm dreading it now.
Wait a minute.
These are wild animals. I'm telling you, Mark.
You obsessed before when the other ones got fixed. Remember that?
You know how hard it was to get two of those things?
I know. You were torn about that.
I have to put on a beekeeper's outfit to put these things through in a cage. I got to put on leather gloves. I got to put on a helmet.
No, but you had an emotional thing. Remember, you thought, like, you know, you'd come home and they'd look at you and say, oh, yeah, you're the one that cut my thing off.
I thought we had to have a little neutering party for a monkey.
Yeah.
Get some cat hookers and maybe some cat reefer.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did make a mistake earlier. I said that Paul Krugman said that, what he said about the economy in a column. It wasn't. It was in an interview with Reuters.
Okay, and also Alan Richman is a food columnist for GQ.
GQ, not the New York Times.
We like to correct ourselves here. We don't like to spew things that aren't founded in fact of some sort. Now, also, let's put this out there. Morning Sedition will be. I wanted to say, filming live. We will be coming to you live. We're going to go up to Boston Friday, December 10th for a live broadcast from the Someday Cafe in Davis Square in Somerville. You don't have to have tickets. You can just come by and hang out. We'll be plugging this throughout the day. I'm sure they'll be plugging it on their affiliate up there. I, Mark Maron, will be in Seattle December 3rd and 4th taping a new CD at Giggles Comedy Club. That's www.giggleskomedyclub.com. If you have any interest in seeing the long-form Mark Maron do the comedy, that's me. I don't like people talking about themselves in the third person. I'm doing it. Me. If you want to email us, it's sedition@airamericaradio.com. If you want to blog, you can go to morningsedition.com. If you want to go to Pashman's Picks, Dan Pashman usually filters through the news and picks some stuff up and puts it on the Pashman's Picks on our website. Tomorrow we're going to be gone because it is
Thanksgiving. I got a question for you, Mark Maron.
For me? Okay. What do you got?
What's the frequency, Kenneth? Is your Benzedrine?
I don't know, but I know that Dan Rather is leaving his job. Now, this is an interesting thing. Do you think, personally, do you think it's because of what happened? Do you think it was because of a mistake that some people think still isn't a mistake?
I think he kind of sped it along.
He was set up.
Yeah, I think he was set up. And he ended up taking the weight. He ended up taking the responsibility for it, although I'm not sure the extent to which he probably should have. But I think I think he was planning on retiring anyway. He's 73 years old. He's not a kid.
Looks pretty good for 73.
Yeah, he does look good. Well, TV anchors got to look good at 73. Otherwise, they put him out the pasture.
Yeah, I'm all of a sudden, you know, I'm starting to think about that kind of stuff. Like, you know, when I read he was 73, I'm like, wow, I could live that long. Maybe. Yeah. So I got another 30 years of this, and he starts to crumple. He starts to decay. Anyways, I'm not going to get negative.
Who do you think is going to succeed him?
Huh? I don't know. I asked Clutch Larson I was talking about. I thought going out of CBS, they say it's going to be somebody within the ranks there.
Yeah.
But I thought it might be, what's his name, Aaron Brown? But Clutch doesn't think so, says that Aaron Brown's a little too opinionated, speculates a little too much, talks out of school.
Opinionated?
Yeah, isn't that what you said, Larson? Yeah.
Does he look? Is he? I mean, he doesn't. See, he doesn't look the part of an opinionated.
He's got a little too much style. I think Anderson.
Style?
Yeah, Anderson Cooper's out. I think I don't think
Anderson Cooper's out.
No, I don't think he could.
How about John Stewart? They need the numbers.
Are you kidding me?
They're in third place. All right, they got to do something.
Then they'll have no credibility whatsoever. But some people.
What are they worried about credibility for?
It's gone.
They want numbers.
Right.
Numbers is money. Regardless of credibility.
But a lot of people still turn to the network news. More people turn to the network news over any of the news outlets still. Still, it's the most credible place to get news for some people, for most people.
Yeah, for me. I was brain dead, locked out, numb, not up to speed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I thought I'd paid you an idiot's dream. Tunnel vision from an outsider screen. Thank you.
Oh. So this is from What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's more important is maybe we could get the guy that actually asked Dan Rather that on the show and ask him what he might have
You know, they never caught him, did they?
No.
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 He's out there somewhere still.
What else is in the news? The Who is putting out an album. These guys.
Are they on Social Security yet?
No. Why would they need to be on Social Security? They've got millions and billions and trillions of dollars. They could have Social Security just for a once-a-week dinner. But look at this. This is hilarious. It's Daltrey is 60 years old.
No.
Okay. But and there's only two of them left, sadly. And Daltrey said, I'm just about to go into the studio again with Pete for the first time in 22 years. It's exciting. I think it's going to be very different. We're going to take a completely new approach. We're going to be sitting down.
Yeah.
And we're going to be like, no, there's not going to be any swinging the mic around. Maybe I'm wrong, though, 60. I mean, rather, was 73. Also, I wanted to
say. He's still alive.
Was 73 when he lost the job. That's right.
Oh.
He's losing his job. He's leaving his job.
Leaving.
Whatever. You're right. He's still alive. But that's because I was making transition in my mind. I wanted to transition in my mind, not a transition.
I got to make another correction.
Really?
Butch Larson says that they did catch the guy who said, what's the frequency, Kenneth? I never heard that.
Man, we are off our mark a little today, Riley. We're just throwing stuff out there, man.
Well, you got today, the food guy coming in. I'm leaving then.
No, you're not.
I'm getting a head start.
No, you're
on
not. You're
going
to listen to people who like to eat talk about food, my friend. You like to eat. Just like to
I
eat.
Like to eat, but I only like to eat what I like.
Well, look, I wanted to say something about wait, I wanted to... for some reason, there's music coming. 866-303-2270 is our number. What's on your mind? Thanksgiving thoughts? Thoughts about Dan Rather? Thoughts
there it
about
is.
Whatever you got. Oh, he's playing that. Yeah, I got to talk about something when I come back. But okay. It's 15 past the hour. It's Air America Radio.
Join the Morning Sedition. Call 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas. Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
One standard mile, nothing more than a precise unit of length. There's also the ever-popular nautical mile, similar to a standard mile, only wetter. Ooh, and let's not forget the square mile, sort of a bigger, squarier mile. But if you're looking for a better mile, we suggest the double mile, as in double sky miles. Just use the Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express, and you can earn double miles at supermarkets, gas stations, drugstores, and other places. A doubly good reason to visit supermarkets, gas stations, and drugstores. And soon you can earn enough miles to vacation far, far away, even in kilometers. The Delta Sky Miles credit card. Your next vacation is closer than you think. Now it can be even closer. Just use the card from October 15th to November 15th and earn double miles on every purchase at every retailer.
Most Delta Sky Miles credit cards are eligible for the Always Double Miles feature. To be eligible to earn double miles on all retail purchases, card members must enroll online by November 15th at americanexpress.com/deltaenroll. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
My mom made me promise not to put her in a retirement home. I know how important independence is to my mom, but we've already had a few close calls. And I worry about her living alone. I mean, what if something were to happen and she couldn't get to the phone? I just don't think I could forgive myself. That's why I gave my mom a membership to Life Alert, the 24-hour medical emergency response service for seniors. When you sign up for Life Alert, they give you a panic button that your loved one can wear on their wrist like a watch. Then if anything were to happen, all they need to do is hit the button and help is on the way. Whether they need the paramedics, police, or fire department, I sleep a lot better knowing my mom is protected with Life Alert, and I know she's happier living in her own home.
For a free brochure that will tell you everything you need to know about the Life Alert service, call 1-800-600-3000. 1-800-273-8884 today. Know there's always someone there to help your loved ones when they need it. Now they can live alone without being alone. Take a moment and call Life Alert for your free brochure at 1-800-600-3884. That's 1-800-600-3884.
Dame Edna, Back with a Vengeance, opened on Broadway Sunday night, and the critics flipped their wigs. The New York Times calls it genius, tirelessly funny. Hasten to the temple known as the Music Box Theater and sit at the feet of a star. USA Today hails it as a tour de force. There's nothing like Dame Edna. The Daily News cheers Dame Edna never wears out her welcome. Long may she wave. Very rude, very special, very funny, says the New York Post. Hilarious, it sends theatergoers out on the happiest of high notes, raves the Associated Press. A miraculous multitude of laughs, chortles the Star Ledger. How often do you laugh yourself silly in a theater, giggles the Bergen Record. And Liz Smith declares Dame Edna has to be seen to be believed. Don't miss it. Dame Edna, Back with a Vengeance, a strictly limited engagement now at Broadway's Music Box Theater. Call 212-239-6200 or visit telecharge.com for tickets today. That's 212-239-6200 or visit telecharge.com to get your tickets.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Morning Sedition, please hold.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. We know that a lot of the calls to Morning Sedition don't make it off hold, but if you really want to vent or confess, leave us a message at 646-274-3678. It's the Morning Sedition mailbox, 646-274-3678. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and how you listen to us, and we'll put the best ones on the air. 646-274-3678. It's 21 past the hour. It's Mark Maron. I'm here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. Wow, that's good, man. That's tripping me out a little. I feel kind of high. It's weird. Some days I just feel a little high because of, getting up in the morning. You're feeling a little...
It's kind of a constant high,
disjointed,
actually.
Disjointed. But I feel all right. And, you know, we got the Palm Pilot from that guy.
Trequan.
From Columbia?
No. From the Columbia University area.
I dig it. Here's the George Bush's schedule for today. 6 a.m., wake up in Crawford. Initiate phase two of Operation Dad Kill. Note, don't be discouraged by Tuesday's premature plane crash. The old man can run, but he can't hide. 6:30 a.m., breakfast with Dad. Have Cook feed him scrambled eggs with mercury-tainted fish. Thank you, EPA. 7:30 a.m., if tainted fish fails, send him outside to cut wood with special CIA chainsaw. Yeah. 9 a.m., the chainsaw fails, invite Wisconsin hunters to ranch to do a little shooting with Dad. 11 a.m., if Wisconsin hunters fail, drive to airport to watch Dad skydive, personally pack his chute, loosely. 1 p.m., if Dad doesn't plummet to his death, see the Thanksgiving turkey is stuffed with mad cow croutons.
Ooh.
Thank you, FDA. 3 p.m., try to induce heart attack by showing Dad the website, BarbaraBushBondageOrgy.com. 7 p.m., if all else fails, declare him mentally incompetent and have him executed. Sometimes the old ways are always the best. James in New York, good morning, listening to WLIB. What do you got to tell Riley?
Well, I enjoy your show every morning, but today when you were talking about recipes and the mincemeat, I made mincemeat for years, and it does include meat, dried fruit, suet, spices, and a lot of booze that preserves it. If you do it early in the year and by the Christmas time, it's really good. And
okay, so
anything like that packaged stuff that Mark Riley was talking about.
No. I was just talking about stuff that didn't have meat.
So let's get it straight. Suet is fat.
Yeah, it's the white marbled fat of the beef. You know.
Okay, and then booze, and then the fruit and the nuts are put in with fat and booze and some what
I made with about 6 pounds of meat and about 3 pounds of dried fruit and a pound of suet and sugar and then a lot of booze, brandy and sherry just to cover it. And you over the months you watch, make sure that it doesn't go down. You just keep covering it up, and it's perfect. It's right. Absolutely scrumptious. It's dark and it's wonderful at the end.
James, what kind of meat?
It could be anything. Usually the cheapest. I used to go to the butchers here in my neighborhood in Washington Heights, and would get it. Anything. It could be pork. It could be beef. I wouldn't buy lamb. Yeah, I think that might be.
It's a little too pungent.
Me neither.
Taste of it, but beef or pork.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, James.
Yeah. Awesome.
I had no idea that. See, I never.
See, I've never eaten mince pie with that in.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely.
How do you
certain.
Know? Why would you say that?
Because when I was a kid, which is when I developed my taste for it, my uncle used to make it, and he didn't put me.
That's the real mint. What he's
I know.
Talking
yeah,
about.
I know.
That's
that is
real
the real
deal.
He's right about that.
It's a little too heavy for me.
6 pounds of meat is a little too heavy for
most
people.
It's a little odd. I mean, I know how I can understand why people like it, but there's something about it just doesn't appeal to me. And I eat just about anything. John in New York, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right,
up?
How you doing, man?
You guys, great job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
I'm calling about Thanksgiving. We're all going home, and we all feel hopeless.
No.
There's a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
And the best thing to do is everybody just talk to your family this Thanksgiving. Tell them. Air America. Tell them the vote was stolen.
Okay.
Let them know. They got to start listening. We got to take this country back. We are the voice.
Right on, buddy. Thank you, John.
Keep it up, guys. Thanks.
Okay, you
all
take
right,
care.
John.
That was very exciting.
Yeah, we are the world.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones.
Well, that's right.
Cole in North Carolina. How are you, Cole?
Hey, Cole.
Good. How are you all, guys?
Good.
Pretty good.
Excellent.
What's up?
Yeah, just I wanted to comment on the Dan Rather saga or whatever.
Sure,
whatever. I thought he did a great career. I mean, he's been on the CBS Evening News for 24 years, done pretty good with that.
Yeah, I had no idea that Cronkite left. I didn't realize that it was that short a time ago that Cronkite left.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, Cronkite was only there for 19 years, mm-hmm. and Rather was there for 24.
What's up, Cole?
Yeah, one of my thought is, you know, I feel like, you know, he had to take responsibility for that, you know, for that story, but I feel like he, you know, he probably didn't have any control over it. I feel like it's probably one of his producers, somebody else in the, you know, in CBS that probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, he had to take the hit for the possibility that that was a fraudulent document. I heard some people say that it wasn't. Some people still, you know, I still believe what was in it was true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that says, like, who cares if it was fraudulent? It sounds good to me.
I think it was a Republican that got it to him.
Yeah.
I think it was you know, one of those Karl Rove type things. Not saying he did it, you understand, because I have
know.
No proof.
It was definitely a setup. You know, there's all those, you know, those creepy people that, you know, come crawling out of Texas and other places that are willing to help. Dirty guys that do the dirty work for the GOP when it's necessary. It's almost like they're calling people on favors. It's like when Vito Corleone comes to the funeral, the Undertaker.
The Undertaker,
remember?
Yeah. Bonacera.
Yeah, yeah.
You going to perform this service for me, my friend?
Exactly. Why don't you, you know, make my boy. So look what they did to
look at me. Look at what they did to my child.
Look what they did to my boy. Oh, man.
We're getting maudlin on Thanksgiving Eve here.
Well, you know, that guy was, he was trying to say that things were a little hopeless. I'm pretty hopeful, you know.
I'm pretty hopeful, too, man. You just got to get up and fight. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there are certain things in my life and in as I get older, just that I see. I'm a little more grateful than I used to be, just on
really?
A personal level. Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm grateful to be working with you every day, Mark Riley.
Well, I'm grateful to be working with you, and I don't. As I get older, I don't kind of like act on my first impulse anymore.
I can't because it got me into nothing but trouble, and I don't.
Me too.
I don't feel like going to Riley Town. So before I forget, you know, we lost somebody in the comedy community that I think deserves certainly a posthumous shout-out. Lucian Hold, who was the owner and also the booker of the comic strip in New York, passed away, and I just want to send my condolences out to Vanessa and his family and to all the comics. He had a lot of impact on all of us. He one time said to me, he said, Marin, I already have an angry white guy. Come back in a couple of years. And I did, and everyone worked there. It was a great place, and we're going to miss him.
All right. Alan Richman is coming up. He is a culinary critic for GQ magazine. I'm hitting the road.
No.
I know. I'm staying
right here.
We're going to talk food when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's gotomypc.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try gotomypc.com free today. You'll love it.
If you're looking for an SUV tire, then look no further than Goodyear Forterra HL. Drive in comfort and style with Goodyear's premium SUV tire. The Goodyear Forterra HL is rated as the best SUV tire in the November issue of a leading consumer magazine. Right now, buy a set of four Forterra HL tires and get a $75 mail-in rebate. For complete details, visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR. This mail-in offer ends November 27th.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Randy Rose.
Things are no different in the blue states than they are in the red states once you leave the cities. It's all the same. They're not working. They're drinking too much because they're not working. The men are trying to stay vital and prove themselves as men by building stuff just like they do in the South. They're going to church just like they do in the red states. They're doing the same things just like in the red states, but their mills are closing just like in the red states. Their medical care is disappearing just like in the red states.
Randy Rose on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
34 past the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. We're going to be talking to Alan Richman in a second. But I wanted to get this call on because he's been holding for a long time. Ted, Nebraska, how are you?
Good morning, Mark and Mark.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, once again, the liberal spin is in full spin mode today, it looks like. Your constant disrespect to the president completely ignores the facts. Complete spin control from you people. I don't believe...
Oh, no, it's happening. Oh, no, I hate when it's... help me, Riley. Oh, my God. It's... Oh, no. Oh, no, it's happening. My thoughts are starting to change. I'm becoming him. Oh, no.
Other pleasures are not...
And now, live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservatives' way to wake up with Mark the Shark Maron.
Good morning, neocon. Right, it's 20 after the hour here on Radio Halliburton. Halliburton, turkey for the troops, hot lead for Mohammed. That's right. Thanksgiving's coming, and it's Mark the Shark's favorite holiday. Here's some stuffing for you, baby. Oh, ooh, ah, and some gravy. Hey, liberals, enjoy the candied yams. Hey, I forgot the turkey. Come here, turkey. Here, turkey. Yeah, here, turkey. Come here. Come here. Ah, yeah, look at that turkey. I'm shredding it. That looks like we're having turkey surprise. God, I love Thanksgiving. And Mark the Shark just wants to say thank you, Indians, for letting the, for getting the hell off our continent. Hey, you weren't using it anyways. Oh, excuse me. Hey, Big Chief, smell them like them drunken buffalo. And Mark the Shark wants to thank all you liberals out there. That's right, for rolling over for Big Daddy W. Uh-huh, yeah, take a little of that. How about that? Put some ointment on that, liberal. It'll heal in a few days. You shouldn't have gone out dressed that way. Hey, look, it's 22 after the hour. Let's take a call. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, those damn liberal Nazis, Texans.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes, it's 24 after the hour. Time for the neocon power weather forecast. In San Francisco, it's raining men. All right, but I think it's clearing up. Right, am I right? Stick around, neocons. We'll be back with Toby Keith after this.
Don't touch that dial, Patriot. We'll be back with Right and Early.
Dude, what? What?
Are you okay, man?
I don't know what happened. Right? I blacked out again.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, Alan Richman left the room.
No, I mean, it's all right, man.
No. I wouldn't leave. I want to get some of that year-old suet you're eating here.
in our studio right now, I don't know what happened. I hate when that happens. I have these blackouts occasionally on. We are pleased to have in our studio today Alan Richman. He's the author of Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater. He's a culinary critic for GQ Magazine. Also, the dean of food journalism at the French Culinary Institute. How are you, Alan?
How are you doing?
All right. It's really good to be here, though. Critics don't like to get up this early, but...
You look well. You look awake.
I do?
Yeah.
Well,
what do you have for breakfast? What does a food critic have for breakfast?
The reason that you never see food critics writing about breakfast is that they have to get up early to have breakfast.
Yeah.
So you never see stories on breakfast. I didn't have anything.
Have you ever eaten what that guy was talking about, mincemeat made the real way?
Well, it may be made the real way, but there's not many people who make it because they all died from botulism.
That's why I like it without the meat.
See, I don't know if I ever had it with the meat. That sounded pretty nasty.
I don't want to have amateur mince pie that's been sitting around for a long time.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What's the right thing to do for a food critic? Where do you go?
I'm going to Brooklyn, of all places. Some friend's house, and she's going to make some food. And, I like Thanksgiving because it's the only part of the year where you have a real traditional meal. I like every part of it.
Do you now, you're a food critic, so I imagine when friends have you over, they're like, oh, my God, I hope Alan doesn't,
Well, it may think that, but I like the cranberry stuff that comes out of the can. Looks
do
like
you
grape
really?
Jelly. Yeah.
Okay.
Me and you, man.
Yeah. It's so versatile.
Old school. Wait, do you like dry white meat?
Oh, yes, but I only...
Thank you!
But that's because when you make a sandwich the next day, you put the cranberry sauce from the can on the dry white meat, and makes it moist.
Everyone's got their Thanksgiving
system. And the mashed potatoes and stuffing, as one of our producers said.
Dan Patchen was in with the big theories, but that's interesting. You like the dry drive me to. Now, so you get to travel. You have a, I envy your job. I love food. I love to cook, and you travel all over the world to eat. So where's the best food? What's the best food you've had?
You know, this is the problem. I get into trouble because I sound like a snob.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I had to have that proverbial last meal, I'd go to France.
Yeah?
Yeah, the fancy restaurant.
That's one of the cuisines I don't know much about. It's weird because French food is a sort of the barometer of great cooking, and I lean more towards, you know, Indian food or just plain sort of healthy food. But what
healthy
makes,
food?
Yeah,
I never have that. But not, don't have that.
But I mean healthy to the point like I eat fish, I eat greens.
You're practically
a
vegan.
Now you got. I read there's a chapter in your book about vegans. What was that about? You have a problem with vegetarians?
Not vegetarians. They're nice people. Because vegetarians just sit around eating chocolate chip cookies all day, and they're really happy people.
Yeah,
they are.
They're very
great.
Thin. Some of them. And
the vegans are thin. They get a little portly when you're a vegetarian.
Because all you can eat peanut butter.
Yeah,
peanuts,
that's right.
And beans,
that's right.
And,
but vegans just wear hemp and wear sort of they eat the legumes.
It's important to have a shirt you can eat if you have to.
That's true.
If it comes to work, boil that shirt up.
But they vegans just are always telling you you're doing the wrong thing. And if I want that to happen, I just have to talk to my wife.
Really?
I don't need a vegan.
So let's talk about food specifically. Now, you say French food's your favorite food.
Yeah.
Now, my father was, for years, when I was growing up, my father was on the search for the perfect hamburger.
Yeah.
And have you ever been on that search?
I'm on it now.
And where have you found?
Honestly. I'm saving this for the magazine. I'm supposed to. I'll reveal it now.
Really?
Do I get
a scoop?
Oh, you're actually doing an article on it now?
Yeah. Okay. I'm working on it right now. Right now, number one.
Yeah.
Standing right now.
Out of how many cities?
I've been in about 7 or 8 cities.
Uh-huh.
But I'm in a lot of towns. I've driven all over the place, and I've eaten about 175 hamburgers. In the
Gee, you don't look it.
Thank you. My wife thinks I do. She's always telling me, you're fat again. And
I tell that to myself every morning.
No, right now, standing at number one right now is a place in Hollywood, Florida.
That's where my mother lives.
Well, you're in for luck. You ever visit your mother?
Yeah.
Like the kind of guy who might. Yeah,
occasionally.
Okay,
what does that mean?
There's a place, a bar on the Intercoastal called Le Tub. L-E-T-U-B.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's on the Intercoastal Highway called Le Tub.
Yeah, and has the best, right now, the best hamburger in America. It's on the top right now.
Can anyone validate that from Florida? We have a lot of listeners in Florida. 866-303-2270 if you've had a hamburger
at Le Tub. No one believes a food critic. I've been doing this for a long time. You think you'd believe me.
I absolutely believe you. I just want to hear if other people will. It gives us an excuse to talk to our listeners occasionally. So where's the best restaurant in New York?
The best restaurant? Well, that's a tough one. But, if you want that fancy French stuff, there's a lot of good restaurants. But I like Le Bernardin for fish.
Okay.
I like Danielle.
Danielle, I ate it. Now, dude, let me get
it. See, this is what I mean. I'm going to get on. You're a snob talk.
No, I don't care. No, you're not a snob. It's just like I went to Danielle once because I was given a gift certificate to go there. And I generally don't eat at restaurants like that. When I go out to eat, you have you love deli. I read some of your book.
Right, I do.
And, you know the difference between corned beef and Moshe's, smoked meat in Toronto and all that stuff. But, I went to Danielle for the taster menu, which they do in French restaurants.
Right.
And, literally, I'm like, that's it? This is all we – I had that standard reaction.
No, not Danielle. The guy will most of the time Danielle Bellucci sends you out staggering. You fall face down on the street. You've eaten so much there.
Uh-huh.
You're hungry?
No. I mean maybe it was because of the taster menu. Maybe because I just didn't like. It seemed like it was just too much.
Frou-frou.
Yeah, a little bit. And I'm not like that. I'll put a jacket on and go out to eat.
I got a question.
Yeah.
You like deli, right?
Sure.
Are there any left? I mean, there's so few places. There's a place down the street from here. I'm talking about New York now. There's a place down the street from here, which is the only place I know in Midtown Manhattan where you can actually get, off-the-bone turkey or roast beef that's cooked the same day. Everything's pre-made now. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, the word deli is now totally bastardized.
If
you see deli outside, particularly in New York, it's not a deli. It's just a sandwich shop that's using pre-made. There's a little bit. If you can find good pastrami, you're pretty much on your way to a good deli.
Second Avenue Deli's got good pastrami.
It's all right. I'm not crazy about it. I think it's too lean.
Well, you like the double brisket, a little more fat.
Yeah, but there's a place up on East Side called Pastrami Queen. It isn't bad at all up here.
Well, you had your first big moment with food, eating pastrami. I read that in the book.
Changed my life.
And we got a phone call about Le Tub. We're going to take that. We'll talk about your life-changing experience with pastrami and more food after this. It's 43 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio.
MorningSedition.com. Our guests, our comedy, your blog. MorningSedition.com. Courtesy of Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you getting burned by bills? High-interest credit card debt putting the heat on you? Fight fire with FIRE. That's right. FIRE, Financial Independence and Resource Education, will eliminate your unsecured debt for a fraction of what you owe without a loan. Are you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more in debt and paying outrageous interest rates? Let the professionals at FIRE put 40 years of experience to work for you. They'll negotiate and settle your debt down to 20 to 40% of what you now owe. You can reduce monthly payments immediately and be debt-free in less than 24 months. The FIRE experts are so sure they can eliminate your debt, they even offer a risk-free money-back guarantee. So give them a try. FIRE can even correct your past mistakes by helping you clean up your credit report and remove late payments, bankruptcies, charge-offs, and collections. So remember, fight fire with FIRE. Call right now at 1-866-659-1131. That's 1-866-659-1131. 866-659-1131.
Musicians, get the gear you need today and pay way later, like 2006 later. We've negotiated with top manufacturers to get you no payments, no interest financing for over a year on gear. It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. No payments for 14 months on guitars, keyboards, drums, recording, live sound, and DJ.
And get this,
portable keyboards starting at just $79. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. Don't miss it. GuitarCenter.com.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. It's called Debtscape. A Debtscape certified credit counselor can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates, and they can consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-330-3535. That's 1-800-330-3535.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
We're talking to Alan Richman. It's 48:49 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Reilly. The book is Fork It Over. He is the culinary critic for GQ Magazine, also the dean of food journalism at the French Culinary Institute. He was a sports writer, brings the same type of invigorating prose to the world of food.
Right.
And he just told us that the best burger that he's ever had in this country is in Le Tub, which is in Hollywood, Florida, the town where my mother lives. And we've got somebody to confirm that. Sherry in Aventura. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
How
Good
are you?
Good morning.
What can you tell us about your Le Tub? Does it have the best burger?
They're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I needed you to really validate me.
All right. Well, no, they're very, very good. But I have to admit, I've never actually eaten one sober.
And now it sounds like you've been to Le Tub. You know the place.
I've been to Le Tub. First of all, you didn't talk about the ambiance in the place. The ambiance in that place is pretty cool. It's called Le Tub because it's entirely designed with old bathroom fixtures.
Oh, wow.
True.
There are big empty tubs and toilets and sinks and stuff all over the place.
Well, thanks for your call, Sherry. That's great.
Wow.
A drunk hamburger is the best hamburger you're ever going to have anyways. Here's Stuart, and also in Hollywood, Florida. Stuart, how are
you? Alan's definitely 100% correct, and the last caller was right about the ambiance of the bathtub. That's why it's called the tub.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely the best hamburger around. But she's right. They have so many great beers there that it's hard to be sober when you're eating. But one other thing I'd like to mention to Alan, just up the street about 2 miles is the country's greatest ice cream parlor.
Oh, my goodness.
Ice cream parlor.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I got to go visit my mother. Now I'm sorry I'm not going down there for Thanksgiving.
Maybe we can get Le Tub to send us some I don't need them, but get some.
Yeah, that's great. Why don't you have send Mark Maron a hamburger through the mail. Maybe they'll get here in a day or two.
Hey, White Castle does it.
All right, let's talk about there's a couple things that are really dear to me. I love Indian food or Pakistani food. Do you eat it?
I love the idea of it. You know, I love the breads, the naan, the yogurts with the spices in it. I love the taste of Indian food. I have yet to find an Indian restaurant I love.
And you're in town? You ever been to San Francisco?
I've never eaten Indian food in San Francisco. Shalimar, you're talking about?
No. There's a place right on Jackson or Jones. I can't remember. It's one of these places you order everything a la carte. It's called Chutney. It's genius.
Well,
it's genius.
I mean, Indian food does have the possibility of being great, great, great cuisine.
Well, it used to be Jackson Heights. Used to have a couple, but that's not that great anymore.
No, the Jackson Deli.
Jackson Diner.
Yeah.
It's not as good as it used to be. Here's the other one. Barbecue, another important thing.
Well, not just important, but to me, the greatest American food is barbecue. I mean, that's the food that America has created. It didn't invent it, but it created it. It created what it is today, you know, the complexities of it, and it's the best. I happen to be a Eastern North Carolina pulled pork sandwich guy.
That's really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What for me, barbecue is it's about the ribs and the brisket, the spare ribs or the short. I don't love the short ribs.
Ribs are fabulous, and brisket is just so hard to make. The great brisket guys are dying out, I'm afraid. You know, Texas has the best brisket.
Well, did you ever go to Austin? There's that place outside of Austin.
The Salt Lick.
No. This is like right in Austin. It's like 19th Street. It's like you're going to someone's house.
No.
It's in the Martin Luther King Drive area. It's definitely in the
You mean in the ghetto?
Yeah, it's definitely in a black neighborhood. I think it's called Junior's. I'm not sure, but it looks like it's just a house. And you walk in, and a guy comes. You know, there's a dining room. It looks like everyone's been there. There's pictures all over the place. You got to buy it by the pound. It was tremendous. How about that place outside San Antonio? I think Rudy's. You right there. It's a huge place.
No.
I'm sorry.
This is really, I'm missing out on you.
Well,
you know
your
places.
Place. What's
no,
your
this
place?
Is great. Well, my favorite place, because of that Eastern North Carolina stuff, is this place. It's in Aden, North Carolina. It's called the Skylight. And, you know, you take this chopped pork, and they put a little vinegar sauce in it, and they mold it together and put a little crackling skin on it. They put on a hamburger bun with a little coleslaw on top. There's nothing better in the world. It is the single greatest American food, is the Eastern North Carolina chopped pork sandwich. And then, having eaten that, I go to Texas.
Yeah. And we're going up to Somerville. We're bringing the show up there on the 10th, and there's a place here called Red Bones. Do you know Red Bones?
Somerville,
Massachusetts.
I've heard of it.
Red Bones, they're it's like a barbecue museum. This couple put it together years ago, and I know Karen still works up there. It's great.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, because they did all this research of all the different types of barbecue all across the country. They got four or five different types of sauces, from vinegar to sweet to spicy to regular, and they do the pulled pork sandwich beautifully. They had to do it with a little – they actually put a little pickle on it, too.
That's good.
It's awesome.
I got another question.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just getting excited about food. I, Kent the Colonel Jones was asking about Jack Bryant's. You ever been there? Is that his name?
Was Sonny Bryant?
Arthur Bryant's. Arthur Bryant's.
Arthur Bryant's. You know, unfortunately, I got there like a year after he had died, but it was still phenomenal. You know what I like best about it? The guys making all the food only use their hands.
Yeah.
You know, they slap everything together with their hands. I mean, it's just, there's no utensils, there's no gloves, there's no nothing. It's great.
Really?
Yeah, it feels great. I love Arthur Bryant's. It's really still great.
Best buffalo wings. Outside the Anchor Bar.
I'm not a buffalo wing guy.
I don't understand
this idea of putting chicken into the blue cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best part.
I know. It doesn't make sense to me. I put tomatoes in blue cheese sauce would be good, but it's never gotten
to
me.
The place not far from here you need to check out. I'm telling you.
Yeah, for something he doesn't like.
No,
I got
to
be open-minded.
You don't have to put in the blue cheese sauce.
All right, so now it was weird because you talk about working with your hands, because I cook with my hands. But when I was a kid, not that young, but I worked at one of the last Jewish delis in Boston, in the Boston area. You were up in Boston,
yeah,
right?
I was.
Do you remember Gordon's, the Pottingham Circle?
No.
In
God,
the rear.
You know more than I do. Why don't I just resign and take my job? You know it more than I do. I'm
humiliated. Long gone. It's long gone. I was in Boston. I worked there when I was in college. But I tell you, they used to go through five or six corned beefs a day. I think the key to deli, really, is that you have to have the traffic to have a fresh meal.
Well,
all the
you
time.
Have to make it yourself and know how to make it too, not
right.
buy the packaged stuff.
You know? Exactly, and you got to have it in the steam table. It's got to be fresh every day. But those guys, one time I touched my hair. You know, when I was weighing corned beef, I touched my head, and the guy goes, "You want to put your hair in that? Is it extra for your hair? Who gave you this job?"
And I sound like an old Jewish. That guy sounds like an old Jewish waiter. The end of the best.
Let me tell you something, Alan. This was right across from a hospital, right? And these old Jewish guys would come in with tubes still at, you know, with the mark on their arm where they took blood, right from the hospital. And go, you know, I shouldn't. but you know, it was unbelievable, the commitment to corned beef.
It's a beautiful thing. There's corned beef and smoked beef, and I like tongue too.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I
don't mind tongue. My grandfather turned me on Katz's tongue when I was a kid. Yeah. Now tell us about the experience that blew your mind as a food guy when you were a kid that had to do with pastrami.
Well, the thing is that corned beef is good enough, but there's sort of a limitation on how high corned beef goes, how far it goes. And then one day my mother, took me to this place outside of Philly, mm-hmm. and I said, I'll have corned beef. And she said, why don't you try something else? I said, like every kid, I said, no. And then she said, look, you're going to try something else. And out comes this pastrami sandwich. And pastrami is basically corned beef taken to a new level. They smoke it. They put spices on it, and I ate it. And I can still remember the shiver that went down my body. I really mean it. I mean, for some guys, it was getting kissed. And, you know, I was like 22 before and I ever got kissed, so it was a long way off. But this was a great experience of my life. I'll never forget it.
Melt it in your mouth.
No, I can see myself standing there now.
Really? And quickly, I think we have time. Do we have time? How much time do we got, Jonathan? Just liberals, conservatives, eating with a liberal, eating with a conservative.
You don't want to eat with liberals. That's
Why?
The problem. I mean, because
you'll eat with me, though.
I would eat with you because, listen to you. You talk like, you don't talk like a liberal about food.
Yeah.
But liberals worry about everything. You don't want to eat with people who worry about everything. They worry whether the busboy's kids are having education, whether the waiters are using too much dry cleaning fluid on their tuxedos, whether the hat check curl is getting their tips, whether the foie gras is, they worry about everything. With conservatives, just worry whether they're getting seconds.
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
It's a lovely book. It's called Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater. Alan Richman's been our guest. He's a food critic for GQ. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
a lot.
You can get this book at a slight discount at morningsedition.com if you want. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. That's our liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. You might want to write these down. Here's your marching orders for today. One, for Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, carry a giant balloon float of Paul Krugman. Two, let the smallest child carve the tofurkey. Three, call the Democratic Party and thank them for nothing. Four, to gain a foothold in the red states, eat until bloated, watch bad football, and lie around belching and farting in a turkey coma. Five, today's phrase is drop it into conversation. Oh, I'm thankful. I'm thankful they decided to wait until after the holiday to round us up and throw us in camps, man. Wake up. Hey, everybody, Larson, McDonald, Pashman, Jones, Tim, Kalo, Mark Riley, great Thanksgiving to
you. Happy Thanksgiving, and we're going to be back tomorrow with a special Thanksgiving Mornings Edition featuring Susan Jacoby, expert on all things secular and author of Free Thinkers Plus, Mornings Edition favorite Paul Thompson, author of The Terror Timeline.
And we're off Friday, too?
Yeah. But we'll be back Monday. Don't forget that. This is Mornings Edition here on Air America Radio. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, man.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
What's the coolest, most sophisticated car on the road?
No question, Jaguar.
And what's the coolest high-performance gasoline?
Easy, Emeco Ultimate.
And how cool would it be to win a brand-new Jaguar plus a year's worth of Emeco Ultimate from BP?
Really cool.
Unbelievably cool.
Hey, be cool. From now till November 30th, when you stop at any participating BP station to fill up with Emeco Ultimate, you can learn how to win a Jaguar and 1 year's worth of Emeco Ultimate gasoline, plus thousands of other prizes like $500 in gasoline. So stop in at BP, then log on to www.premiumrewards.com to enter. Entering is full rules at www.premiumrewards.com. No purchase necessary. One entry per household per day. Open to legal U.S. residents, but void in Alaska, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, and were prohibited or restricted. Must be 21 years or older and a licensed driver. Employees of BP and related companies not eligible. 10 grand prizes, 2005 Jaguar X-Type Sport, and $1,200 of BP gas cards. ARV $39,370. 250 first prizes of $500 BP gas cards. 750 second prizes of $100 BP gas cards. And 9,000 third prizes of $25 BP gas cards. Overall odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Taxes, responsibility of winner. Sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2004.
So, enter and maybe you'll win.
Cool.